Laurel. Yanny. Titties.
Hey, what's poppin'? We're in the DealsInAD.com studios. It's Drew, Mark, Trudy, Brandon, Joey, special guest, star, Charlie LaDuff. Is here to talk about his shit show. And already my mic sounds weird. It's on a different mic.
Yeah, I know.
Does it sound weird to everybody else?
The power chair mic does sound different.
No.
Let me hear you. Oh, you're on. Oh, I like the mic you're on.
Is Facebook on?
Is Facebook on?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I always wanted to do this. Because you guys look like you're a million miles away from
me. You know, it is kind of weird. Yeah, you're right. I like being a million miles away.
Do what? Because when you stood up, I was like, what?
Yeah,
what is he going to do?
I'm gonna go get in the face of the camera, I predict.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, true.
Yeah.
It's close up.
Huh? That's a TV guy.
Now flip off the camera.
It's got his shades on. If I had shades on, I might have done the same thing. No lag? Oh, yeah, there's a little lag. God, that's weird. Whew. Okay, we're in the DealsInAD.com studios, and man, there's a lot of stuff going on all of a sudden. Mark and I went to the Tigers game.
Yeah, nice.
Chowed down. We didn't have a Maz-like feast, but we had a pretty good feast. And I got home, and I had missed the little story last night about Miguel Cabrera saying that he's not going to play anymore when he's hurt because the fans don't appreciate it. And I know. Just when I was sort of enjoying him playing again, yeah, and him playing well, he's got to say it, make a real dick comment,
mm-hmm,
which is bullshit.
I'm not surprised. He just seems to be very pissy lately.
Did he say it in English?
Good question.
Great question.
It was.
He's such a nice guy.
And yeah, how the fuck would he know? Because he never talks to the fans.
He doesn't talk to the media either.
He doesn't talk to the local media. He'll talk to national media.
He gave the shittiest interview to, was that Lynn Henning?
Mm-hmm.
Just really, you know, I was like you. I didn't like the article in particular, but I just thought, he's just bitching about every question. Like, who cares? Why does anybody want to know? I don't know. He's just.
Why'd you agree to it then? Stop wasting our time.
Here's the quote. So I have a feeling this quote, he did not say it this way. Nobody appreciates when you play hurt. I'm going to take my time and play when I'm good. I play a lot of years hurt. Now, that sounds like him here in Detroit. They don't appreciate that. When you do bad, they crush you. What a big baby.
Well, you were just saying the other day about how often he played hurt and how
exactly
great that was. So he's just wrong. He's just being a baby about something.
Yeah.
He's also like...
when we should be the babies about that stupid contract.
Robinson Cano, like, leave him alone.
Oh, yeah, that was the other thing. He was all over Major League Baseball for suspending Robinson Cano. And that was in Brandon's prep, by the way, Mark, if you ignored
it. Oh, it was? Well, yeah. I saw it online.
What? So. Really?
Yes, and Brandon was siding with Alex Wilson, the Tigers, who said, talk to your trainer.
Wait, was that on Brandon's prep or was that on Bentley's prep?
Jim's.
Oh, it was on Jim's prep. So you didn't avoid it?
I read Jim's. I always read Jim's.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Brandon's. I always give Brandon too much credit. Mark gives him far less.
Oh, by the way, the house looks pretty good.
Well, thanks, Charlie. I really thought you were going to be on the roof right now.
Well, you know, you got the
glad
number to me too late. Yeah, but I will say that you're not fooling me that those aren't flowers in the...
Oh, in the front?
In the garden bed.
No, they're not
grass,
flowers,
dude.
No, that's what sprung up. Whatever. I'm not fooling you. That does look... A few of them do look like flowers, though. I was proud of that.
They you had flowers in
like
front.
Flowers.
I think
they are flowers.
I think some flowers were
tulips
planted. A couple of, oh, those are, okay.
Yeah. Spring flowers.
Well, Charlie said don't be fooled.
That's grass, dude. It's knee-high grass.
Well, there's grass in there, too. I know. It's not really designed with a lot of effort in mind. Someone did plant some flowers, though, I'm proud to say. Did anybody hear Lucas Glover, the golfer?
No.
His wife called 911
yeah,
to say that
his
mommy was beating her up, and then they called back, and he answered, and he said, no, my wife's the nut. She's beating my mother up, and then
hi,
she's
mommy
got a restraining order. But
I thought it was weird that he sung on the 911 call.
And no woman ever measured up to the love of my life, my mommy.
Never heard that before. Wow.
Well, not his wife.
I didn't catch the whole call.
I did not hit her. It's not true. It's bullshit. I did not hit her. I did not.
Did you read the particulars of...
Hi,
Mark. Hi.
I listened to the call.
Okay.
Which...
I didn't.
Yeah, why don't we play? Crank it. I don't even know. You know, the thing is, I see golfer Lucas Glover. I'm like, I don't know who Lucas Glover is, but the story's interesting.
And now we know. It's the best thing that ever happened to him.
Well, his wife's... He got a restraining order against his wife... But his wife, man, she must be a beast because she made the first call and then they called back and he said, I'm the only one with my head on here or something like that. Do you have it, Brandon?
Drama queen.
Do you like the fact, too, that she was mad that he played so poorly?
Yeah, she called him a pussy and a choker or something.
Yeah.
I think it's on Daily Mail.
And a loser.
God, that is a match made in heaven.
Maybe that's what he likes about her. She pushes him.
Well,
I don't know. I don't think I want to hear that from my wife after not making the cut.
Okay, now seeing her face.
She's cute.
Very long face.
She looks insane, though. She has crazy eyes.
Yeah, the media's really good at using the right picture, I think. I mean, the tabloids have it down to a science.
Yeah. Her eyes are...
911, what is your emergency?
I've been attacked by my mother-in-law.
Fake.
Okay, you said you were attacked by your mother?
Yes, my mother-in-law...
Is she still there?
Yes, she's in here. She's locked herself into the room, and she's attacked us.
How did she attack you?
It's like 9-1-1. This is great.
Hello?
She can't even punch
me.
Hi,
this is St. John's County Sheriff's Office.
Listen to that.
Yeah, hi.
Is that a little tight?
Hi.
We got our lines crossed here.
Very calm.
The most insane one of the bunch.
Okay, can you tell me what's going on there?
Yeah, my wife is called you.
Is he on the course?
Mom, and now she's trying to blame it on my mother, which is not the case at all. My mother's the one bleeding, and my wife has gone crazy. So.
Okay, does she need fire rescue to come out there and look at her?
Piercing.
No, I don't think anybody needs to come out here. Thank you, bro.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, we've got deputies that are coming out there just to make sure that everything is okay there. Can I talk to your wife real quick?
You're over-modulating, operator.
No, you cannot. She is in the house with my daughter, and when the deputies get here, they need to talk to the male. That would be me, because these other two are out of their head.
Okay, so she dialed 911, so I need to speak with her so I can find out what's happening from her side.
Well, she's going to lie to you. That's what I'm
telling
you.
Mouthpiece is way too close, isn't it?
She's telling lies, and none of it's true. But I want to talk to her.
I think he's talking on your phone.
Okay.
Sounds like it.
She's a good typer, though.
Hi there.
Yeah, Mike.
Hi. Hi. Is this the one I was talking to originally?
Yeah, we're not having a great shoot tonight, unfortunately.
Okay, we do have deputies on their way out there. Can I get your name?
Do we need help or not?
We've got deputies coming out there already, okay?
What happened?
Okay, thank you. What is your name?
Yeah, we're going to go.
Nope.
Can I get your name, ma'am?
Too late.
Wow. See ya.
You can't just hang up. They're coming.
From the police report, she became angry at Lucas after his bad round, and he told deputies that, quote, every time he plays poorly in a tournament, Krista begins yelling at me, stating I'm a loser and a pussy, and ultimately starting an altercation with him about his performance. He also told deputies, per the report,
that she regularly
yelled at him about how he needs to fire everybody and how he better win or her and the kids would leave him forever and he'd never see their kids again.
Sheesh.
Lucas told the deputies that his wife had been drinking throughout the day. She kept it up, too, with the cops when she got in the car.
I couldn't believe that at his age, he was walking around in public with his hair parted down the middle.
God, is she older than him, does it say?
It does not have their ages on here.
Have you heard of this golfer? I never heard of him.
No.
Uh-huh. He's on the map now.
I guess they got into physical altercation, too. Well, en route to the jail, Krista continued yelling that she was hurting due to the handcuffs being too tight around
hurting.
Her wrist.
Wait, the wife?
Yeah.
The one who was attacked was handcuffed?
She was the attacker.
She was the attacker.
They got there and there were scratches on his arm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's supporting her fully today. And said
he is?
Yeah, his statement today.
Oh, no. This is another cop gone wrong story. Again. What? Attacking the innocent. The victim.
You think the cops got it wrong?
Well, I heard her say.
Yeah, I know.
She was the one who was attacked.
And you know how cops are.
Can't believe it. Here we go again.
It looks like his mom had lacerations on her arm, too, from...
from the bitch. Yeah.
How old is that woman?
62.
Oh, she could still, probably.
But what I heard, correct me if I'm wrong, but the mother-in-law was denying her use of the bathroom.
Oh.
Again. We got a problem here in the Glover household.
They have more than one bathroom. That's what she's mad about. He's not making enough money.
What were we talking about today when, Charlie, you said the poor cops again?
Like, just...
Oh, the Starbucks thing.
Everything.
Yeah, the cops are called. They get there, and all of a sudden, the cops are in the middle of this melee.
Yale.
Disaster.
Yale, right? It's always like...
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, the only government that even answers you when you call is the cops. Like, the congressman never calls back.
No, you're right.
You're right? City council person doesn't call back.
And if the cops are late, people get pissed.
You're an asshole.
Yeah.
Right? If you arrest somebody, you're an asshole.
Were people mad at the cops with the Yale thing? I thought they were mad at the lady who called 911. I thought the cops handled that really well. You know where they got a rough deal? The police got a rough deal with, was it Bob Marley's daughter? That was such horseshit the way that was portrayed.
I know.
And the police, you know, they released their body cam and said, no, this is what happened. They handled it perfectly. Perfectly.
Yeah, the thing... Well, we'll get into this because it's actually we're walking away into shit show. Charlie's new book. When's it on the bookshelves? The 23rd?
Second, I think.
Second? Okay. But you can get it now.
It's nice to be able to say the name of the book on the air.
I know.
Try selling that.
How do you say it on the air?
Show. Show. You say it and I'll say
it.
Show.
That's a great name.
You can order it now, though. It's on our site, isn't it?
It's on Drew's Favorite Things.
Hey, you made my favorite thing.
Via Amazon.
How about that?
Yeah.
A lot of traffic over there?
There's good traffic. Yeah, it's a good point to mention the Amazon portal.
How about that?
At the website. Yeah, how about that? I asked Charlie about pre-sales, and he's not paying attention, allegedly.
Oh, I'll find out. Let's see.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, how to see if you can measure it.
See if we can find out what it is on Amazon.
How long does it take if the book starts taking off? Will it take off when it is on the bookshelves? I mean, does that make a big difference, or is it really more?
Yeah, I think. Well, look, I don't really know, but
you got the point of purchase.
I don't know what the last one did. I didn't keep track of it.
It was on the New York Times bestseller list.
Well, that's when
I kept track.
Well, that's when I knew.
Yeah.
When my agent called me up and goes, "Hey, you're on the bestseller list." Oh, all right, it's good, but I don't know.
Are you going to reprise your appearance on Real Time with Bill Maher?
That's not up to me. I don't know.
Your publicist?
You know, everybody's—it's such a shit show, and everybody's so fake. You know what I mean? Like, look who's on the shows. It's
Bill Maher. You mean?
Yeah, I mean it's talking heads. It's not anybody that rotates around in real America. They don't have real people on the show.
True. David Hogg was on.
I'm fucking 17.
Yes. Got good grades.
Yeah. A couple more David Hogg drops. Yeah. I really miss hearing them.
Today we are going to start a revolution.
Let's put the USA over the NRA.
What type of person are you when you want to see more fucking money than children's lives? They're pathetic fuckers. Give me the fucking phone. Our parents don't know how to use a fucking democracy. What sick fuckers are out there? You want to see more fucking money? What type of shitty person does that? We're not going to let that fucking happen. Fuck you. I don't give a shit what people say about me. Fuck no.
He's tough.
17.
No more.
He sounds like he's ready for Little Tay, doesn't he?
He does.
How's the revolution going?
Yeah, that's funny you say that because I saw, I was following him and I unfollowed him.
That'll show him.
I know, it did. It was really upset. He's only got 700,000 left. By the way, boy, this really bothered me. I don't know why. So I see he's retweeted on my Twitter. And I'm like, who retweeted David Hogg? Because I just had enough David Hogg. It's not that I don't even agree with him. I just find him annoying. Our parents don't know how to use a fucking democracy. Fuck you. I didn't get into a school. If they don't want to be part of a revolution, then that's our problem. He's just so lost in himself now. But anyway.
When your old ass parents, like, I don't know how to send an iMessage, and you're just like, give me the fucking phone. And you take it, and you're like, okay, let me handle it. And you get it done in 1 second.
Nice comparing democracy to an iPhone.
Why does that hit me so hard? I don't know why it bothers me so
much. Is he an idiot? Listen, first of all, he's so, like, last year.
Yeah, no, he is so February.
Why would you send your messages onto the cloud, which people can hack? Do it directly on the phone. on your phone. Message number
number.
Maybe
you can't afford a 256 gig phone.
He's just so smart.
Well, David Hogg was retweeted and landed on my Twitter because of Peter Frampton.
What?
Peter Frampton retweeted. And I follow Peter Frampton. So I'm like,
what?
Who retweeted David Hogg? I'm like, Peter Frampton retweeted. What?
Peter Why? Frampton has a Twitter?
You follow Peter Frampton?
I know. I knew that was going to happen, but I don't know. I just, he had a cool tweet one day. I was like, oh, maybe we should follow Peter Frampton. And he tweets about music. So.
The worst part is you just cleaned up who you follow.
I know.
And you decided to leave Peter Frampton on. So maybe you do like his tweets.
I didn't really get to Peter Frampton.
Let's see what else Framps has tweeted. He retweeted from the Washington Post, EU leader lights into Trump. With friends like this, who needs enemies?
I wonder what side he's on.
He retweeted Go Switzerland from Robert Kennedy Jr., story about a pesticide ban. I have a feeling Frampton's going to lose a follower today.
Yeah. Well, the Hogg, he's on probation for the Hogg retweet.
Well, yeah, I think he's going to break it if you retweeted Danny Glover.
You can tell him when he comes to town.
Does Frampton have anything of his own to say?
No, it's all retweets, just like Chelsea Clinton.
Okay. Chelsea tweets stuff.
Very, very rarely.
You follow her, too?
No, but there was a great story about her in Vanity Fair, and it talked about her tweet about the five people she'd like to have dinner with. All of them are dead, aren't they?
I believe so.
Long dead. Mm-hmm. Long dead.
They're all writers that we've never heard of.
Dusty.
Balzac?
I don't know if Balzac was on the list. I don't think so.
Kafka.
Kafka.
It would have been the most horribly boring dinner ever. I mean, honestly, she was just trying to impress the world, wasn't she?
Oh, here's her new tweet that she actually wrote herself, wishing all who observe a blessed Ramadan.
Oh.
She's very thoughtful.
That's so nice.
Nice. Well, you know, Franz Kafka was a crazy nobody.
Thank
never
you.
Got anything published in his lifetime.
Yeah.
Would you really want to sit in his hovel?
Probably smells.
And drink grappa with the guy? I mean, you know, come on.
I don't remember him being one of the five, but it seems like he would be. Anyway, that reminds me, because you even know who he is, Charlie in the book had a couple things that I really was like, wow, I didn't know that. Do you guys know what sold down the river, where that expression came from?
Sold down the river?
Yeah.
Is it a slavery thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you assholes. Oh, I'm
just a literal definition.
I had to say something because I couldn't let
you know what river?
Oh, Mississippi. No, Mississippi?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And why is an expression? What does it mean? Why is it an expression?
Because
you're getting rid of them down river to another place.
I'm getting happier.
To be so down river, like you were really getting into the heart of like cotton plantation. It was a very rugged and awful existence in Louisiana and Arkansas. Like Missouri was a border state, so it was more like selling people.
Yeah.
Right. It wasn't the rugged whip.
Treating them like a commodity?
You got your balls busted down the river.
You're treated as an oxen. You know?
Okay.
But Maz used the expression last night about it. Wasn't it about a trade? Or they sold him down the river.
Really?
Yeah, he did. He said something like that. Am I out of my mind? Didn't he say that?
I don't remember.
Is it a bad term now?
Well, that's what I was thinking. It was like, because I've heard that said about sports trades. Oh, they sold that team down the river.
People get mad about, you know, the word gypped is from gypsies. People get mad about using that
Wait,
word.
Who gets mad about that?
Does anyone say gypped anymore?
Not really.
How about welshed?
Welshed?
Welshed on the deal?
Yeah,
I still
can't understand
that.
A word.
The cotton picking thing was to me.
But like all words, it matters. Context matters.
I know. He's talking about his own player, though. The best player on his team.
Positive.
The first reference to that anybody knows of was in a somebody's diary in Missouri in 1835, and the slaves found out he's going to be sold down the river. So I forget exactly what order it was, but he tried to slit his own throat. Then he jumped in the river trying to drown himself, tried to cut off his legs, eventually hung himself. He didn't want to go down the river.
Oof.
And there were the five border states that were allowed to hold slaves 2 extra years.
Yeah.
That was your italicized.
When Lincoln freed the slaves, he didn't free them from the five border states because he didn't want them going to the Confederacy. So they weren't free till the war was over.
Politics.
Well, you know, it's just history. When you're in Ferguson, when a black dude from St. Louis, at a really rough time in his life, American life, is explaining like his place, and he's telling you this stuff, and you don't know it. You write it. It's fascinating. Like, I didn't know this shit. Why didn't they teach this shit?
Does Kanye, it's important. Does Kanye know this stuff?
Oh, fuck Kanye. More of the shit show, fucking Kanye.
I have a feeling they taught it, but I just spaced out or wasn't paying attention that day.
Well, that's a little deeper.
I want to take third grade through sixth grade over.
You know, they don't teach that in third and sixth grade.
Well, but there's
grade.
A lot of stuff in that stretch of education where I really was spacing out and daydreaming in school.
Yeah.
And I feel like
too
I should take them over.
Trio.
I think it was different when we were growing up because, you know, you got kids going into school now. My kid's in elementary, and they're actually really teaching history of Native America and like what was done to them, you know, their own culture. It wasn't Thanksgiving and, you know, Pocahontas. And I was impressed.
It's a fancy school.
That's good.
It's just a Catholic school, man.
What's the tuition?
I know where it is.
I don't even ask because it'll make me mad. Just maybe cut the check.
How long is she going to be in Catholic school?
Probably the rest of her
really
school days, yeah. Well, it's been good for her. They're doing algebra in sixth grade. Mm. Algebra.
Is that an all-girls school?
No.
No, okay. Let me explain why buying or leasing your next new or pre-owned car, truck, or SUV from the Zot family and DealsInAD.com is different. Getting, quote, a good deal is easy. Dealers will cut each other's throats for a few bucks a month. No questions asked. They could do that, too, but that's not the best way to deliver their customers a world-class experience. They believe it's about people, customers, and employees, and that happy, satisfied employees generate incredibly happy, satisfied customers. Price is important, but partnering with people you trust and enjoy creates a magic, well-rounded experience, not just a one-time deal. So shop around first if you must, then come see Zot. While you're there, play some foosball, get in the massage chairs, eat some fresh popcorn, get some Milanos from Maz. Or just kick back and enjoy a good cup of coffee and warm smiles from your dealer that genuinely cares, only from your friends at DealsInAD.com. Is the car still being kissed?
I don't know. I heard Gabara this morning on Mojo's show.
Really?
Talking about how, you know, the whole staff has been there the whole time, and the janitor's been there the whole time.
Wait, man.
You know, that's all I can think of.
Was here yesterday, like, and then he went home.
You're reading my mind, my man. I was yelling at Steve through the radio. What about Baz?
Well, he's part-time now, so.
Yeah.
So what? Do they, like, kiss privates, or what's the deal?
Why kiss a car, though? Just
if you get a new car, you get a new car if you kiss it the longest.
So it's not just putting your hand on it anymore. You have to kiss.
No, make out with the car.
I want to kiss you.
Make out.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, by the way.
Marcus listened to that whole humiliation of Mez, the whole thing. No.
she's looking for a way.
People caught not listening. They got a thanks for listening to the podcast.
Do they have a contest?
Yeah, they were kind of just people are kissing the cars. We're not going to charge Charlie because
I like it because I just thought of this.
Charlie gets one too.
Here's what you do. You get your chapstick out, okay? Just before you're ready to kiss the car and you're ready to go. But they don't know that you put crazy glue in the chapstick.
Except you get 5 minutes off an hour.
Yeah.
I don't need it.
I don't need it.
The only flaw in that whole contest, and since you didn't listen yesterday, Trudy,
I'll explain the entire thing.
Is that after so many Trudy's flicked me up. After so many hours, they draw, and there's like a trivia contest.
Yeah, two people are drawn, and whoever loses trivia is out,
which would suck.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You put in the time.
You should do it to the death.
Oh, well, that's probably the reason they can't.
I think their health.
Don't sign up for it, then.
There were one or two deaths in contests like that down the river.
I didn't even know people still did that. Didn't you hear about it years ago, and
well,
then sort of went away?
We had, Zeus used to work with someone who did that, I don't know, a couple years back.
Okay.
And it was seems really hideously exhausting. He actually trained for it, didn't he?
What was it? Some kind of weird endurance thing?
Yeah, it was, what car was it? It was,
Kiss a car?
Hellcat.
Yeah, a Hellcat. He wanted a Hellcat.
What did he have to do?
Just keep his hand on it, right?
That's it?
Yeah.
For how long did the winner keep their hand on?
It's like 54 hours or something.
Yeah,
54 hours? Yeah. What's it worth? What's a Hellcat worth?
Winning.
Train for that?
Trade for it, yeah.
Well, that one lady again after 20 minutes, like, yeah, my back hurts. Stop.
She didn't stretch.
I couldn't get a good position.
Carpal tunnel.
The reason we talk about Dr. Yaldo every day is because 90% or more of you would benefit from refractive eye surgery and get good results beyond even your greatest expectations. But taking the first step can be hard. We tend to settle for things rather than rock the boat. So even though we know glasses and contacts suck, we say, oh, well, I'm busy now or cost too much or it might hurt. Custom LASIK from Dr. Yaldo is the most precise in the world, and 90% get better than 20/20 vision, which enhances every waking moment. Multifocal lens implants for people 50 plus solves your reading problems, also gives you better than 20/20 distance vision in almost all cases. So get rid of the ancient technologies. Stop putting plastic on or over your eye. Our listeners have seen Dr. Yalda have been raving about their new glasses and contacts-free lifestyle. Get a free evaluation. Get the Drew and Mike discount. Call 1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or go to Yaldo Eye Center. And
what's up, Doc?
So, Larry Nassar, yeah, Ross Jones did a story last night. They settled today for $500 million, 332 victims, which I thought was 265. And I asked Charlie who's in the kitchen, again, another pregame show without you guys. For some reason,
I like
only
fresh.
Maz and Charlie. And, anyway. I said, that number's much higher. And Charlie, I said, what's going on? And Charlie pointed to the $500 million on the screen. Well, there's a lot of money, so maybe some people. I'm not saying nothing happened to him. It probably did. But anyway, 500.
Oh, you're talking about the
Nassar
Detroit bus accident syndrome.
Is that it?
One time I was covering a bus accident on like Shane and Gratiot, and somebody hit the bus, and all of a sudden about 300 people were claiming they were on the bus.
Oh, boy.
Coming out from the neighborhood, I was on the bus.
I wonder what the payout was. This is about $1.5 million per person.
Per person. Wow. Now, the number you had before, is that just the number of people that were in court and spoke up?
No, they've been quoting that number. They've been saying 265, and now it's 332 for $500 million.
Now, since money is the thing that matters, did you see the Michigan State spokesperson already came out to say, hey, where the money's going to come from? And one of the first things was a tuition hike.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, the students have to pay for what, doctor?
So are you
of course, number three was to get more money from the state.
Goodbye, fucking shit.
And number four was to, maybe we'll dip in reserves.
Reserves. Wait, so I kind of believe they have $500 million sitting around.
They ended last fiscal year with $1.1 billion in unrestricted net assets.
Well, they yanked that golden parachute out from under Lou.
It's not connected to any particular project.
That's 500 grand. That'll pay one-third of a person.
500, yeah.
A year. Actually, no, it was 765, wasn't it?
If what's
she
that?
Taught. Wasn't it 700-something for her? That's half a person.
Oh, for Lou, yeah.
She had like 3 years, so that could pay a person and a half almost.
Mm-hmm.
So that's plus her basketball tickets.
That's separate from the endowment, like what they own and have invested, right? They've got $1.5 billion.
$1.1 billion.
What'd you call it? Unrestricted.
Unrestricted net assets.
Unencumbered. It's not in a budget. It's in their balance sheet, but it doesn't belong to anything.
And it's not buildings or
cash on hand. Dollars.
The problem is they already have that kind of earmarked for certain things.
Yeah, well, they can earmark it for this.
Exactly, which they legally can. The last one is to go after in the insurance, because they actually have insurance for stuff like this, which it's like that documentary you were telling me about.
I think
would insurance pay, or would they find some sort of
hair
splitting?
They get stuck paying for something.
Penn State.
Did they get insurance pay?
Oh, there's a big battle with their insurance company, and eventually the insurance company had to pay some of it.
Really?
Why else do you have insurance?
Did you guys think it was kind of cute that Michigan State came out the other day and say, hey, enrollment's up!
Mm-hmm.
People like Larry Nassar! It just seems sort of... I know what they were trying to say, that we're still a great school. Look, people still want to go here, but it just sounds kind of weird to say your enrollment's up.
It is a great school. It's like a top 100 university on the planet.
And that's really the problem. There's a lot of really good, smart people that go there, and as if, what does this stain really need to go with them? Of course not.
But I don't know. You sold the campus out to the athletic department, it feels like.
Well, welcome to most campuses.
Jesus Christ.
At least the survivors also get the Arthur S. Courage Award at the ESPYs.
Oh, come on.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. So, congratulations, ABC, ESPN.
The one Caitlyn Jenner got a few years ago?
Yeah, that very one.
Okay. Well, Ross Jones came up with some audio video of Larry Nassar fooling the police. This is one of the, I think he says which police department this is, where he was cleared. I think it's Ingham County.
Need to warn you tonight, some of what you're about to hear is disturbing. Here's 7 investigator Ross Jones.
Before he was revealed as one of the world's most prolific child molesters, Dr. Larry Nassar sat down with police and told them he was a victim.
That's my self-torture, I guess you could say. That
Yes, she was victimized. Yes, I was victimized to myself.
In hours of police interviews over alleged sexual abuse, Larry Nassar blamed the young woman he victimized, saying she should have said something sooner.
I don't get it. Why didn't she say something if she was... If she was feeling violated in any way, shape, and form, there was no communication.
Okay.
Nassar acknowledged that he touches women in intimate places, sometimes penetrating them, but tried to argue that it's part of an understood medical procedure.
If you don't have patient confidence and patient trust, you would have been having my... here how many times?
Okay,
especially when I'm doing this on 10-year-olds, 12-year-olds, okay, with their parents there, but I'm obviously doing a doggone good job explaining things, okay, because what?
Later, Nassar tells the detective that she should talk to one of his colleagues.
He really subscribes to the good defense is an offense.
He got off.
Dr. Brooke Lemon, who he said once cautioned him to be careful when performing intimate procedures.
She said, Larry, I watched you for 8 years. And I said, because I was worried about you getting yourself in trouble with that.
The 2014 interview lasted more than 2 hours. What? MSU police wanted to bring charges, but the Ingham County prosecutor declined.
I'm Andrew Munford.
2 years later, Nassar was back at MSU police when another victim came forward.
Has there been another complaint? I'm just so confused right now.
Immediately, Nassar says he's tried to take extra precautions since his last police interview so that patients aren't confused like they were before.
I'm trying very hard to do things where I'm not being nearly as invasive, but it compromises things. Mm-hmm. So I am trying to modify that.
Well, the reason I'm asking is that we did have another complaint.
Really?
Yeah. And it's a patient from a while ago.
The patient was Rachel Den Hollander, whose complaint would finally lead to charges and Nassar's ultimate conviction.
Do you ever get aroused during these exams?
I shouldn't be getting an erection during an exam.
Right.
Wait a minute, what is that?
Answer the question.
Because this young girl and her mother both observed this on more than one occasion during treatment.
If there was arousal, it's it would be because of whatever. I don't know, but I'm not trying to...
I don't know.
When you're a guy, sometimes you get an erection.
Before the interview was over, Nassar again tried...
What's fascinating there, he was so smooth in answering everything. So matter of fact, that one comes up, and boy, does he stumble. Trying to figure out the right thing to say, explaining his boner.
...to paint himself the victim. A man, he said, who was punished... For doing
he's wearing the same clothes like in the exam as in the file footage.
It's his uniform.
You know what I mean? Like you're doing this, and you're doing it for good to help someone, and they're giving you the positive feedback that you're helping them. How do I know I'm hurting them?
Earlier this year, Nassar pleaded guilty to multiple charges of criminal sexual conduct. Okay. His boss is facing abuse charges of his own.
Yeah, can I ask a dumb question?
Has he been boo-fooed yet? That's my question.
Hopefully.
By John
scheduled
Holmes.
By now.
By John Holmes.
Is there, I just can't figure out, is there ever a reason if you're a female athlete that a trainer would do that?
No.
No.
Because I swear, when I was reading about this thing, people were actually suggesting that, oh, yes, this is a treatment for hip alignment or something, and I never really got the full...
Yeah, because he said it was all based on the report he made that was
in his
journal.
Medical discovery?
Yeah. And nobody ever thought to challenge that because they get benefits.
Wow.
She sat and watched him for 8 years do this to women, too.
It's...
Oh, my God.
And he's just doing it. He's just doing it.
Over and over.
And I got to say, I don't think your doctor should ever get a boner.
No.
While you're in the room.
You don't?
No.
It was pretty clear that he knew
my doctor, maybe.
He knew he had a boner, too.
I'm sorry, not the doctor. The nurse.
I better say
your doctor, for sure.
No, not the doctor. The nurse.
That's sad. It's sad. Because you... I had to have a real talk with my 11-year-old.
What do you say?
You say, look.
No one touches
you. It's not, I told you about strangers and all that, but it's usually not strangers. Doctor, priest, relative, God. Or the guy who's not related that calls you uncle because he knows your brother, whatever. Like, you got to tell me. My little one pulled the sheets over her head. She just, it just hit her. And I guess that's something good that came out of it, is to be aware of that.
Yeah.
I have to say priest and, oh God, how awful.
I know, man, right? But that's your doctor.
I told you before, I remember my mom when I was younger going, no one touches you down there!
Yeah, good.
Like, what? No one, okay.
All right, Rosie. Good message.
Yikes, not even myself, yeah. And there was a little gentler than the way I explained it there. I think it was no one touches you down there unless it's a doctor and I'm there.
And there we are again, unless it's a doctor.
Okay. It's funny how kids pick up things that I had the news on, and you know that story where the cop was choking the he was at prom and he was raising hell inside another Waffle House. He was choking him outside. It's like a week ago, and there's video, and it's of course it's a big news story for no reason. And Charlie goes, "Why is he doing that?" Like, oh boy, maybe I shouldn't watch the news around a 4 year old now. And I said,
grabbing him?
Yeah, I said, he's being a very bad boy. I didn't know what else to say.
I gotta tell you, the one before that with the girl in the Waffle House.
Yeah.
She was out of control.
The girl?
I didn't think the girl that was going a little nuts over.
Oh, yeah.
That was ridiculous. Why does this stuff get around? Actually, Charlie's book talks, you talk about a lot of that stuff, just about the media and how they love these little, like the Starbucks story. You don't mention that specifically because it hadn't happened, but just how the focus gets on these strange things, whether it's Trump for ratings or, you know, in Ferguson, when everybody's waiting for, oh, the city's going to, we got a barbecue coming. Yeah, get everybody out here. It seems like it's rarely things that really matter. It's all this fake outrage.
Well, that's the question I have for you is how much blame do you put on the media for giving people what they want to watch?
A ton. That makes the air because it's easy to do. There's video.
Oh, yeah, no.
And you
video
can,
trumps all.
You can plug in what you believe to be the temperature in society. You don't know it because you're not out there looking. You know,
but it appears and seems, and correct me if I'm wrong, that people eat it up. People like that stuff too.
Well, yeah.
I was watching when Ferguson was burning. I admit it. Yeah. I wouldn't turn it off.
Yeah. Actually.
I didn't want
to
burn
can I say?
But I couldn't put it out.
The first person watching it.
Yeah.
Like, whoa. So, yeah, but yeah, come on, man. It's true what people think. Don't fool yourselves. Let people fool you. And I don't think you do, but yeah, media's just, it's kind of lost it.
Is it too much of a business now?
Yes.
Because they're giving the
Absolutely.
People what they want?
Well, I got to say, the founding fathers enshrined, you know, freedom of the press, but they didn't enshrine us a paycheck. And so, you know, as this shit's collapsing, like, increasingly you see kiddies pushing, you know, balls of yarn around. So it's to make a buck.
Mm-hmm.
It's like- to make a buck.
Yanny Laurel,
no one watches
the dumbest story of the day.
What is it?
Either the dumbest story of the
Yanny
day.
Oh, Yanny or Laurel?
The cutest story
that,
of the day.
Where did Yanny and
or,
Laurel
or outrage from? Porn. Those are the three things that they do.
Wait, I'm lost.
Where Yanny, it's,
Yanny
it's,
Laurel, there's an audio thing.
it's like Siri, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the whole world's arguing over whether she's saying Yanny
or
Laurel.
And you can hear it differently depending on, I don't know what is in your head that makes you hear it, but it.
I never heard Yanny.
Actually watched it on
Laurel.
There.
Laurel.
It sounds like Laurel to
Laurel.
Me.
Laurel.
I all hear is Yanny.
Laurel.
Really?
Laurel.
Is that green or blue?
Wait a minute.
Yeah, the gold dress, blue dress. We just went through this.
Mm-hmm. I know, because we get obsessed with stupid shit like that.
I'm glad. I'm glad you brought this up, Trudy, because now I'm obsessed with it.
Something's wrong, because last night all I could hear was Laurel, and now all I can hear is Yanny.
I know.
I can't hear Laurel.
Same experience. I heard Laurel.
You actually can actually hear Yanny?
That's all I hear.
That's all I hear.
Turn it on again. What? Whoa!
See?
I know. I'm getting worried.
You're smelling sequel.
Laurel.
I don't hear Laurel at all.
Laurel.
That's all I hear.
Switch me headphones.
All right, I'll switch your headphones. You're just fucking with me.
What
man.
Is the explanation? The scientific explanation is it the,
he actually
is it the tone of something that's
they
being
sterling
said?
Doubt on Laurel. The explanation. They
Laurel.
Oh my god, it sounds so Laurel. Much like fucking Laurel.
Twitter poll.
That's headphones.
Twitter poll.
Oh, there's been a billion.
Yeah.
What are most people?
What's
saying?
Winning?
There's been 100 million. It's like 50-50, isn't it? I don't know.
So they have started to explain the phenomenon, but then they just sort of went and couldn't.
What was the
do
dress,
it.
Blue or gold? By the way,
I don't.
Well,
know
that
what
one, that one,
it
you could see both because it depends Laurel. On the angle.
Laurel.
I always saw blue.
Still don't hear Laurel. I'm never going to hear Laurel.
Wow, is that weird? I don't trust anything anymore.
And so, where are we now?
Oh, we stopped talking about bad things for five seconds.
See, I think that's what that is. That they throw that in, break up a little of the bad shit with something like that, distract people, and then go back to outrage porn.
Throw in a cooking segment, maybe, you know.
Yeah.
10 minutes of weather and
we have a show.
We're back in 2 and 2.
And sports. And, yeah.
Did anybody see the screw up on Good Morning America today?
Oh my God! Yes. It went on and on and on forever. It started at 20 and it kept going at like 39. It picked up again.
Yeah, they were supposed to go to local and they kept it there. And they're doing intros for, I guess, I don't know, taping stuff for the upcoming.
They called them super teases. They're okay. Super tease in 3, 2.
But they're also recording their ins and outs, throwing it to reporters. So when do they actually do it?
Yeah, when are they live? I know. That's what I wondered.
I kind of wondered.
The whole show's ruined for me.
Although we did learn that Michael Strahan is the weak link.
Oh, yeah.
By far.
Yes.
In case we didn't know.
Definitely. It's at 20. Starts
the first
part's
it, yeah.
Anyone getting enough of the royal wedding yet?
Oh my God. So.
Checked out long ago.
Oh my God. I know.
How's her dad?
Yeah. He's going to have surgery tomorrow.
Stop it.
It starts off with them going to this Houston.
Is that her dad?
They switch it.
All right. So this is where their Channel 7 is supposed to pick it up.
Right.
Oops.
The local break. And then.
Could they have screwed up not switching it locally? Could it be our fault and locally in Detroit? Like some newbies in there?
Oh, 100%.
And all of a sudden it's.
Dead air.
Hello? KTRK Houston is on the screen.
Yeah, that's the promo slide that I guess they're supposed to be. I don't remember.
You know, pretty
my
sweet
basic
close
TV
up
switching,
on.
But yeah. And that just keeps
that,
going.
That was all the way to the end. So I bought a small one.
Okay, so where did that? Okay,
just relax.
Where did you start on that?
Back to the studio.
Oh. Hey, George.
George filling a zit on his head.
No, I don't have
that. Can I throw it to
Tom Yamas? It's a brand new thing. Okay, George, on one, we're going to record.
George is a pro, though.
Okay, watch him. Watch out. Look.
Do it live!
There's George looking all dour.
There's his teeth. Gross. We're zooming in on his teeth. Ugh.
Now what? Watch his fake face. Come on. Ready?
3, 2.
We have breaking news for Dallas Tom Yamas.
One take, George.
Fucking thing sucks.
Super teases. They're reading. Do we have speed?
Look at him studying the line, right?
One line.
They got a bumper shot.
Stop the hammering.
We have speed super tease. George Starr.
This has got
3, 2.
Good morning, America. It's 8 a.m. Breaking overnight, deadly storms tear through half the country. Winds top 80 miles an hour, sending
trees flying. It's 7:20 when I'm hearing this. Going, it's 8 o'clock. What?
Hundreds of flights canceled or delayed. Who's in the storm zone this morning?
The royal wedding just 3 days Robin? Away.
I will now say, though, Meghan both Markle's those two pros, undergoing heart big surgery pros.
This morning, as Kensington Palace reveals the roles Prince George and Princess Charlotte will play, and we take you inside the royal kitchen, what they're cooking up for 600 guests.
Next.
Hidden treasures in your home. Hidden treasures in your home.
Gatorade.
Hidden treasures in your home.
Gatorade.
Who's home? Your home. Not mine.
Hey, stuff hidden in your house.
There we go. Take.
Hidden treasures in your home. Lara's got some new tricks up her sleeve. How these women made thousands from this picture. And how you can make big money, too, from the items you want to toss out.
He said picture.
And Whitney, sweet. Like you've never seen her before. The home movies uncovered for the first time. The film digging into her divorce. The film digging into her divorce, drug abuse, and the discovery of the voice of, and the discovery of the voice of a generation. As we say,
wait!
Good morning, America. As we say,
good morning, America.
Good morning, America. As we say, good morning, America.
Come on, America.
Gotta calibrate, man. Houston. It's like calibration.
How much Houston?
Gotta calibrate.
Yeah, we heard your joke.
As we say, you're home. You're home.
Oh, man.
Is it in you?
Is it in you? Get ready.
By the way, I can hear the bass of your sound on the drops today.
This is a 7-action news.
Can you play? Oh, here we go. Can you play Michael Jordan Gatorade? Because I can hear.
Is it in you? Ready?
On action.
Gatorade, is it in you?
Now, do you want to hear for mine for comparison?
Yeah.
All right.
Right.
Huh?
Is it in you? Gatorade, is it in you?
It's cleaner, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. No.
Gatorade.
I got to hear
it. In you?
Right. Ready? Is Gatorade. Mike, Michael. Is it Jordan. In you? Nope. Gatorade. Is it in you? Gatorade. Is it?
Michael. Gatorade. Is it in you?
Nope. Nope. Don't like that.
One more time.
Try.
Wait.
Last week just started conversation. Gatorade. Is it in you?
Gatorade. Is it in you?
Good.
Gatorade.
Done.
Nope. Nope.
Gatorade. I can read it.
Is it
I can read it.
Gatorade. Gatorade. Is it in you?
Is it in you?
Ready? Gatorade. Is it in you? No, don't like it. Gatorade. Is it in you? Okay.
I love the girl.
Gatorade. The is it in you?
I did. You did a couple great ones. I love the really forceful Gatorade ones.
Yeah, you did a couple great ones.
You're great.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
I love
Very
you.
Very good.
Gatorade.
You know, I don't know why the Tiger Woods book, I was so bummed out to read that Michael Jordan is such a crap tipper and just sounded like a real dick.
Mm-hmm.
Just thinks everybody caters to him. It's like grown-up entitlement, and I get it. You know, he is the greatest. I know people want to argue about LeBron now. I still think Michael Jordan's the greatest.
Ugh. I well, don't like LeBron, but he's the greatest.
I like LeBron more than I used to. I don't know. I saw Jordan win 6 titles in 6 years, and I think he would have won 7, maybe 8, if he didn't retire for those 2 years. If the game's on the line, I'd rather go with Michael Jordan. But
I just don't think he's – I don't think LeBron's as graceful. He's not as physically gifted. He's a bull.
Different game, though.
Yeah, he's
now.
A fullback.
He just puts his shoulder down. They don't call
but fouls. He can shoot.
Yeah, he can shoot.
Yeah, he's gotten better.
He dominates. He plays point. He plays every position.
No, he's a great player. I
don't watch sports TV.
Who do you like watching more?
Who do I like watching
just
more?
Just actually watching.
I don't like LeBron, so I like watching Jordan more because I kind of like Jordan.
Yeah, just, you know, he could do a slash.
Actually, I take it back. I like watching LeBron now because I like to root against him.
Yeah, I was in that.
I'm not joking.
I was in that field. I was really against it for a long. I really got psyched to watch him lose for a long time. And
I've watched so many.
Now
Cavs
I still like watching
games.
Him lose.
Yeah,
but not as much.
And I wanted to do what was best, you know, for LeBron James and what LeBron James is going to do to make him happy.
And who are you,
LeBron James? On LeBron James. Speaking of entitled, as in Michael Jordan, Ethan Hawke. Is Ethan Hawke, I'll ask you, Charlie.
Met
is
him.
He a guy?
Met him. So.
Oh, cool.
Ooh, where'd you meet him?
At a reading of a play.
I was going to say it was a poetry reading or something.
Oh. No, they were reading for a Broadway play. They were workshopping it.
Was he nice?
I didn't talk to him. I just watched him.
Is he good at it?
I didn't think so.
Just a call on?
I didn't think so.
I think
He's
50. I think 50% of Ethan. People may argue with me. I think 50% of Ethan Hawke is being
sounds
named.
Sounds like a great one.
Is being named Ethan Hawke.
Oh yeah,
it's a
yeah.
cool name.
Yeah,
maybe
it's a cool name. It's hard not to go. God, Ethan was great because it's just a great name.
Is it a real name?
I don't know.
Is it Stanley Shapiro?
I'll look it up.
Could
Which
be
is a great name.
Anyway, he was a guy who apparently the Knicks liked
it,
having.
It is his name.
It is.
I'm the best Hawk motherfuckers.
Oh, I wonder if Hawk's related to Ethan Hawke.
Hawk on fire yesterday. Man.
Yeah, Hawk's been strong.
Yeah. Hell no.
Are you trying to prove you listen to the podcast or something?
I did listen to it. Zooves. Did I? Okay.
Take that point away.
God, make it homework. Jesus, just a podcast.
Absolutely.
Guys.
We need every listener
Not
we can
just.
Get.
Christ.
Just want to get charged.
It was really funny, too.
Is Ethan Hawke someone, though, that the Knicks should give front row seats to anytime he wants to go? Is he that big?
No.
I kind of didn't think so either.
No. I bet if you put, like, 10 pictures up of random people, 8 people couldn't pick them up.
Well, Spike Lee, who are the regulars at Madison Garden? Spike Lee's always there. Woody Allen and Sunny.
Jay-Z. He goes a lot now.
He goes to Brooklyn now.
Oh, does he?
Because he owns
Makes
part
sense.
Of that team.
Anyway.
But yeah, I mean.
They apparently accommodated Ethan Hawke, and they would give him tickets, and he was a fan. And then he said.
Sorry about that.
He said, I don't go to the Knicks games anymore because I. I don't go where I'm not wanted. And he was. Then the interviewer said, but only one person doesn't like you. It's the owner, James Dolan. He says, listen, since Reality Bites, I could call and say, can I get tickets? And they'd hook me up. Then I called after criticizing their firing of the coach. And they said, yeah, that'll be $7,800. I said, that's the first time you're charging me. They said, well, you should have thought of that before you went on Jimmy Fallon.
Ooh.
So
say.
Now he says he is no longer a Knicks fan since he has to pay for tickets. He's now a Cleveland fan, and he loves
and
LeBron.
And boom goes the dynamite.
Hey, Chuck, do you know who Ethan Hawke is?
Is that your brother?
Who? Okay, I'll call you back. There you go.
There's 0 for 1.
Reality Bites was so long ago, 94.
Too. It was 1994, 24 years
God.
Ago.
God.
He does those after sunset movies.
Oh, yeah.
Before sunset. I know. Oh.
With Julie Delpy.
Wait, is that Skinamax?
He looks like the guy who played in The Babies.
Hawker? John Waite?
Yeah, look, pull up John Waite and Ethan Hawke. And they look alike.
I don't think this is going to be as bad as Maz's Separated Births, but I'm not sure about this one, Charlie.
Just because you made me study this last
night. A little bit, actually.
Yeah, thank you.
He'd be a younger version of John Waite. But in the one...
Okay. Sure.
Yeah, thank you very much. Because Drew texted me. It was midnight, and like, shit, I didn't prepare for the podcast. And I had to go through all the John Waite stuff. And I was pissed. He's like, this is a great tune. I'm like, this sucks. It's like from a roller disco movie.
Babies.
Oh, come on.
Put that song on. It is. It's bad, bro.
Babies.
Well, for John, it's John, one of John Waite's best songs. What can I say?
Which song?
The Babies. Was it Change or Isn't It Time?
Isn't It Time?
No, Change is John Waite.
Isn't It Time is what
Isn't It Time?
I'm gonna read you this man's text.
Wait till we have Dick Marks on.
This.
Oh, I know.
Why am I getting in the spotlight all of a sudden?
Because you're the guest. Send it around, man. I'm just.
Oh, I thought you might want. I thought
my
you might
midnight.
I thought we were gonna be here and we had a guest. You might want to know. I didn't say spend an hour on John Waite.
I got all caught up, bro.
That's on you.
But you said so. You wrote to me. You said, "Yeah, check this out. There's no reception down here. Do some homework and come up with a humdinger." I did not say that. Humdinger.
I don't know. That's what you sound like, Drew. It's humdinger all the time.
What does humdinger mean?
Humdinger.
By the way, what's that from?
Slavery times.
Slavery times.
Humdinger is a home run to me.
Humdinger.
How many dingers you got?
Oh, it is humdinger, bitch. Hey, dude, we have John Waite from The Babies and Missing You fame. Oh, and Bad English. At 5 p.m., if you care to bone up and throw some humdingers at him. We had him last summer, and he was very cool.
I don't know what's true now. I can believe either side.
I have to read my own text. I'm shocked.
I'm like, humdinger, hot dog.
I could believe either side right now.
Wait, did I fucking say that?
You typed it. What? Okay, so, Mark, are you ready?
Oh, my God, am I in this body? Between Laurel and, what's the other word? Laurel and
Yanny.
And humdinger, I'm losing my mind.
Yeah, and then you sent that, and then.
I didn't even use that word.
That song that you just
humdinger.
Put out. Humdinger? Watch this. Then that song that you just played, and after you wrote Killer Babies tune. I'm like, oh, this is going to be great. No, not so much.
Killer Babies.
So here's what I did, Mark. So I come up with a humdinger, right?
Mm-hmm.
Put up the John Waite from that song, okay? And he's got this, like, woman hair. See him? With the cleft in his chin.
Yeah.
Right?
Woman.
He is big in the cleft chin.
Yeah, and he got, like, makeup on. Just makeup and women's hair and the cleft chin. See him?
Oh, yeah, he's beautiful.
Okay, so now
he's wearing a lot of makeup.
So now I go like this. Now I'm dialing around. Go to the cars. Who was the guy that died that was...
Benjamin Orr.
You pull up Benjamin Orr now. Exact same era. Yeah.
That's no point.
By the way, I only hear Laurel.
I only hear you.
Only Laurel, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So then the dude from the Cars has the same hair and the cleft in his chin.
Oh.
And same year, the song.
They're manufactured.
I'm like, okay, this is getting weird.
Someone stole a look.
Who else?
And then I pulled up Cheap Trick.
Robin Zander.
Oh, Zander?
Yeah.
With the woman's hair and the cleft in his chin. All the same year.
There's a resemblance.
And then you know what I found? What? Michael Jackson with the cleft in the woman's hair. I'm like, Michael Jackson was not trying to rip off an old white broad. He's trying to rip off white dudes playing white broads. Like, maybe he got the look from these guys. That was my humdinger.
They all have very cleft
Michael Jackson
chins.
Ripped you up.
That was a good humdinger.
Because Drew asked, and I wanted to prepare.
Wow. That's some John great analysis.
There he is. Yeah, look, now watch this. This is the guy from the Cars. Everybody listening in your car driving right now, please text while you're driving.
Oh, yeah.
Get the cleft. Okay,
he does have the sculpted face.
No, go to that other one, the first one. Go back one click, bro.
He does look like Jackson there a little bit.
No, go back one click.
Who do you want to see? John Waite?
One arrow back.
Are you trying to see John Waite again? Or?
No, it was the next guy. The
Robin Zander.
Robin Zander. There's right.
Well, that is a big cleft.
Huh. Yeah.
No, there's a better one. It's right there on the left. Right there.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that.
Oh, whoa.
I'm telling you, that
my
looks
God.
Like a pale Michael Jackson.
It looks like somebody hit him with a meat cleaver there.
Is that butt chin?
That's a huge. That's.
Is that what they call that? Butt chin?
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah.
Wow, that's butt chin for sure.
Butt chin.
Yeah, because Jackson did not have
he
that.
Butt chin.
When he was little Michael Jackson, he did not have that.
No.
No. Now pull up Michael Jackson and the hair. He's got the hair. Look at that. Remember that one?
By the way, the hair, Michael Jackson, you know, that really long hair he had, he was bald.
Yeah.
Which, when he died, it was like the first thing. He was bald! Oh, my God! It wasn't like, Michael Jackson's dead. What?
Yeah.
I was far more.
The Pepsi thing burned his, all the follicle-producing cells
off
his head.
His hair fell out, and he just got a huge wig. He probably disappeared for a couple of years.
Oh, look at that.
Wow.
Wow.
Look at that stupid nose. Oh, my God. Isn't that weird? How could you do that to yourself?
Make yourself Robin Zander? No.
Wow.
You know what? I always heard that he wanted to be Peter Pan, you know?
Because
they had that one theory.
Oh, and Diana Ross.
And Diana Ross.
Speaking of
a lot of them, but I think you're on to something.
Would you mind pulling up Peter Frampton circa 1978?
Oh.
Could be Peter Pan or it could be Peter Frampton.
Does he have a cleft in his chin?
Does he?
You know he's got the hair.
Does he in his Twitter picture?
There we go. Moment of truth.
A little bit there.
What do we got?
Oh,
it's cleft. He does. Blow it up.
There's a cleft.
Oh, damn. He didn't want to be Peter Pan. He wanted to be Peter Frampton.
That's a pretty big cleft, actually.
And look at the hair, dude. Now I get it. This is what you asked me to do. I always come through, brother.
That's quite the humdinger.
That's a humdinger, all right.
Ding-a-dee-dong.
I'm feeling my chin.
My daughter has one. It's quite beautiful.
Really?
I have one. Julie never knew until I shaved my beard off fully once. And then she laughed at me, and I've never not had a beard since. Really hurt.
Which is the same as because I was doing that thing last night.
I assume a cleft is a good thing, I take it? Is that supposed to be a winner?
I don't know. Probably not. Everyone laughs at it.
If all lead singers have clefts, it's got to be good.
So you've never shaved your beard since?
No. Mm-mm.
Who's the guy from ELO?
Jeff Lynne?
Yeah, no, he just happened to pop up. Does he have a cleft? And he never shaved his beard ever.
He's always got a beard.
Because he didn't want to look like Frampton or any of these other guys. Or so Jackson.
Are you an ELO fan?
Oh, yeah.
Is it Roy Wood that was with The Move or the... What was the pre-ELO band? Jeff Lynne and Roy Wood were in the same band, and then they became ELO.
The Chads.
The Chads? Whatever. Anyway, Roy Wood's real woolly and hairy, too.
Hot.
That's true.
So,
okay.
He didn't play at the Hall of Fame. I don't know. I never did understand that. He was there, but he didn't play.
That
was an effed up one. It's a terrible year, isn't it, don't you think?
Yeah, that was last year, but it was just really weird. It was like, the guy's there, and he can't play, and the drummer, Bev Bevan, he was on tour. It's like, really, so Jeff Lynne is the only guy that could show up to accept the Hall of Fame. At least it was him. If only one guy could show up, at least it was Jeff Lynne.
Yeah, stupid question about Bev Bevan, though. Is that his given name, Bev Bevan?
Sirhan? Yeah, I don't know.
I'm just thinking the whole Rock and Roll Hall of Fame jumped the shark here.
I agree. I totally agree.
What's Cheap Trick doing in there? I mean, if Lou Whitaker's not in the Hall of Fame, what's Cheap Trick doing in there?
Beverly Bevan is Cheap Trick.
Beverly?
Beverly, yes, parents.
I think a lot of bands like him. I think they're popular in the business.
Is Eddie Cochran in the Rock and Roll?
I think he is. I'm pretty sure.
They gave him an early name to toughen him up.
How many did he let in a year?
How many? Five.
And how old?
Usually a couple of them are not people that aren't rock and rollers.
How old is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
1988, I think.
So how many years is that, 30?
It's 30 years.
So
150 bands.
Like we're scraping the bottom of the barrel?
You know, honestly, I think there's a long list of bands that ought to be in there that aren't. Because, you know, when New Order, Peter Hook was here, saying New Order's not in there, Joy Division's not in there, Todd Rundgren, Jay Giles.
Sex Pistols?
They're in.
But, see, I think of, like, Soundgarden. I can't see.
Giles?
They'll be in there.
Radiohead's not in there.
New York Dolls?
No, wait a second. You know, I don't think they're in there. And I think a lot of people want the MC5 aren't in there.
Oh. Nugent. Did you mention Nugent?
Nope. I didn't mention
We'll never be in there.
There's a couple. Devo's not in there. I think
New York
Devo.
Dolls are not in the Hall of Fame.
Shouldn't Devo be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Not before New York Dolls. Because that launches, a sound.
Buster Poindexter.
Buster Poindexter.
But Devo was in their own category.
That's true.
And the video stuff they were doing in the mid-70s. They were art guys.
Like the Smiths in there or the Cure?
No.
Wow.
No, I know. No, New Wave just gets boned.
Now, what, Queen's in, right?
It must be.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
And no Tull.
No Tull.
No Tull.
People are really, Smiths.
People are livid about Tull. I don't know why. For some reason, I lost interest in Jethro Tull a long time ago.
I like Jethro Tull. I really love Ian Anderson. He's so fun to interview.
People always mention Kraftwerk.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They were an influence, I guess.
Willie Nelson's not in.
Willie Nelson should be.
Well, is he country?
Yeah.
Well, who is in from country? I mean, if they're letting
Cash.
They're letting Nina Simone in and all these R&B acts. And who?
Earl Haggard.
Iron Maiden's not in. That's remember we talked about that whole group of metal is just left out.
They're gonna be. Is Motorhead in there?
No.
Is Black Sabbath?
I think Black Sabbath is. But I think you're right. I think they've jumped the shark with some bad picks. Let's talk about shit show. But first, this Zot Ford's famous. Hey, it's a tease. Spring Fling is finally here. It was a long, cold winter in Holly, evidenced by Maz's bitching and moaning and shoveling. Now that it's over and spring has sprung, we have to sell lots of vehicles to get back on track. Mags is not the only one doing two-a-days. Now that the warm sun is shining bright, Maz is doing two-a-days. Two deliveries a day. To get the party started, Zot Ford has a sign-and-drive lease on select new 18 Ford Escapes. Lease an all-wheel drive Ford Escape for just $222 a month, zero cash due, or drop the price on select new 18 Ford F-150 Super Cab 4x4s by almost $13,000, over 30% off at Zot Ford on F-150s. Those will be hard to get soon. See the scalding deals and massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And then when you're done with that, there's no time like the present to review your plan for retirement to make sure you're on the right track. It may take a lifestyle change like cutting back on arm pizza or mac and cheese with .. Saving a little extra now for retirement can have big results down the road. Don't look back years from now and wish that time travel speed was possible. Call Luke Nowacki and work on a on a financial plan for you. 248-663-4748 to get started on the path to retirement. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Signature Investors, Incorporated, member of FINRA SAPC, Registered Investment Advisor, 28411 Northwestern Highway, Southfield, Michigan, 40034, 248-663-4700.
I'm not about to eat arm pizza.
What was that address again?
Yeah. 28411 Northwestern Highway, Southfield.
You know the manager's like, that's not what I paid for.
It's the tag.
I know, they've heard it before. I will go to Maz next time I get a Ford, though.
Oh. Are you thinking about
mine
Ford?
Mine blew up, man. I got a Flex. Just
wait, are you driving a Cadillac not at all now? I mean, is it been
totally.
Out
of, no, it's right in the front there.
Oh, okay.
Followed Charlie on Twitter.
Yeah, LaDuff's Cadillac finally followed me on Twitter. Which is nice for all the fucking work I just put into the thing.
How long have you had that Cadillac?
6 years, maybe.
Do you like it because of the size?
It's a nice motor. It's just solid. You know, I mean, things are falling off on it. It's 40-some years old, but it's just a great motor.
Have you ever owned a mail truck?
No, but I stole one once. I think statute of limitations.
You see Charlie driving a mail truck? Wouldn't that seem to fit?
Yeah.
You want to be on the wrong side. Yeah.
Well, it was before a Michigan home game. It's like, you know, all the football cheerleaders met at a house. We had just still loaded from the night before. Was that Blue Front? Is that the store?
Yeah, yeah. And it's not there anymore, but yeah.
The guy pulls up in a mail truck and goes in again, and I took off in his mail.
Kind of want to go through it.
I'm going to leave it there because I'm not sure. I just incriminated my...
That could be a federal crime.
I didn't open any packages.
Statute of limitations.
So anyway,
did you bring it back, or how far away did you park it and leave it?
I didn't. I'm not going to say I ran into any trees or did lawn jobs in it and left it somewhere...
Did you finish his route?
Lawn job.
Smoking. I didn't do that. I made that all up. I took off and left it, came back.
You know, one of the things I liked about Shit Show, Charlie Duff's new book, which you'll be able to find in, what, Books A Million, Borders,
Amazon.
All these places, right?
You know, Amazon, the independent booksellers are getting mad at me, so let me just say, you know, Book Beat in Oak Park. I love that place. Mm. They carry, for your kids. They carry all. There's six, there. 16 Wizard of Oz's. There's 16 books in that series.
Oh, no kidding.
Really quite cool. And Book Suey and Hamtramck. Barnes & Noble's, it'll be in the front around the country. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it everywhere.
You got really great display action on your last book. I don't know why.
I don't either. See, you know, a big trooper.
It was right in front.
When you ask me questions like that, it's so easy to get disappointed in stuff that, you know, I like the book. That's the best book I wrote, I think.
Shit Show?
Yeah. Mm. And, you know.
I think it is. I think it's better than the last book.
You do.
And I don't mean that the last book was bad.
Well, really?
I just thought it's really up to date. It takes us right up to Trump. And there's a short epilogue, but one of the things I liked about it was, you know, I saw your story when you went to hang out with the Grand Wizard, the KKK. You guys remember that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was a great story on Fox, too.
You offered him crackers.
Yeah.
We found out he was on welfare.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys know what happened to the Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan? By the way, I learned something else. It's an unpaid position.
Really?
You don't get a salary as the Grand Dragon of the KKK. I know. I was shocked.
A lot of out-of-pocket to hate.
Are there any benefits?
No. You get to wear purple.
Yeah, they need to sell some sponsorships on those robes. Yeah.
Without being prince.
But they don't travel in them. You know, they don't want to look too clanny.
Of course.
Yeah. But it was fun to read more about that.
Was he
that.
In Charleston?
You be Charlottesville?
I'm sorry.
Don't wear that outfit.
But he
again.
Was in Charleston. And I'm sorry to jump ahead, bro, but
that's all right.
I'm sitting at home watching Charlottesville, right, and this whole shit going down.
I liked what you wrote about that, yeah.
You read, and I'm like, it was the same guys as when they took the Dixie down in South Carolina. It was the same guys. So my point is, when the media is making a thing about the size of the inaugurations and they got satellite photographs and experts that can carve out quadrants and estimate crowd size, nobody in Charlottesville decided to count how many tiki torches there were.
Huh.
Because it was hundreds, not thousands, not hundreds of thousands. There's not a great white racist menace out there looking to lynch people. That's not what it's about.
Do you think, though, that there's more than people thought there were that would gather in one, in one spot? Because I did.
I'm really going to ask you to dig deep and think about the country and what you know about it and people you've
met. Pockets, yeah.
Like, dude, we all know what the country is, what it was, you know, like how fast it's moved.
Yeah.
No, I don't think, okay. I'm not surprised.
I don't either.
Not you or you, but do you think the general public that would watch a news story on that?
Well, I think that's what's happening is it does fit a media story in the sense of, Trump, great white menace. Oh my God. Oh my God.
He's bringing back racism.
Yeah, like it's the same guys that were in Carolina.
Well, watching it on the surface.
They're crisis actors then.
They are.
Watching
they
it
are.
On the surface, you would think that's 10% of the population.
When exactly, bro.
Maybe, you know, what? God, I don't even know what the number would be. But it's not even going to register, what, 1/100 of a percentage?
Shut up, conspiracy theorist.
Not in my experience.
Mm-hmm.
Let me quote you in the book, Charlie.
It's misleading.
You said the KKK is not a threat. They lack the brain power to grow it. The brain power and the resources to grow it. And you talk about, what's his name, Simpson, who's unemployed and he's on government assistance. And, of course, part of their thing is, oh, these blacks that don't work and get public assistance. But he says he's different. I mean, these guys just sound like such losers. And the Grand Dragon, by the way, is, according to your book, and I know you said this is what you've heard. Apparently
that's a great name.
He must be in prison because he beat the shit out of somebody, got charged with attempted murder.
Stabbed him.
Another Klansman. In an argument over who's more racist.
Oh, my God. No, that can't be true.
I love that chapter.
I'm wasn't there, but you could imagine what the conversation would be.
My God.
And Charlie.
And the fucking guy lives 5 minutes from Disneyland. He lives in the middle of multicultural America.
Well, that's probably why.
He can't drive. And I Google Earth his house. And, you know, the strip you share out front with your neighbor?
Mm-hmm.
There was a Latino mowing it. It is a small world after all.
but their headquarters.
Does he pull chicks, though? That's my question. Are there chicks that throw themselves at a Grand Dragon, like a rock star or something?
I did not want to hang, to be honest with you.
You spent a lot of time with them, though. You drove in that, what was the car, a Spark?
Yeah.
Is that a?
I'm like, he's running a hipster car. Mm-hmm. I was expecting like a Suburban, you know, something rugged and American. It's like, Spark?
Yeah, Chevy Spark, right?
And he was like Chevy really Spark? Nervous, like a hen in a strange barnyard.
This little son of a bitch here is probably the best sidekick I've ever had.
But the headquarters are in Eden, North Carolina. So the Carolina-Virginia border, I never would have thought that was where the Ku Klux Klan was located.
Well, aren't there pockets? Aren't there chapters?
There's different groups, but they call themselves the biggest, and they're considered like the most active, perhaps most violent. And,
the most racist. He won the argument. And
I love how you're hanging out with these guys. It's so funny because, and Matt, too. Your camera guy who gets dragged into all this crap. Apparently, did he get a dollar an hour raise, did you say, at some point?
Yeah, he was holding out for more money. He eventually beat him up for a dollar an hour more, like 40 bucks a week. Way to go.
It was some serious hazard pay.
He was doing some good fucking work, too.
And the Grand Dragon of the KKK, let it be known that he's a very bad driver as well.
Yeah.
But the funny thing was before, when he was at the counter to get the rental car...
Yeah.
The guy behind the counter was black, and Charlie told on him for being in the KKK.
He's wearing a Klan thing, you know? And I'm like, I said to the guy, you know he's a Klan, right? And then a KK Calvin, that's the sidekick. I say, Calvin goes, sir, we're Christians. We try not to be rude. I'm like, excuse me?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I thought that's exactly what you tried. Yeah. I'm missing the...
We don't hate all the time.
Yeah, you can't hate all the time. I thought that's what you do.
I know.
I guess he's not the most racist.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Which, to me, the reason I would hang out is because I don't want to ignore anybody. You know what I mean? It's like, there's something to be probed in you, man. There's some revelation about American life, like when you're saying shit like that. But, of course, the Grand Dragon was just such a gas bag, I could never get to him. You know, so when I offered the Grand Dragon crackers... Calvin goes, I get it. No shame in my game. And he ate a couple and started gagging on him. And he wanted to pull over to go in halvesies on a 2 liter of Coke with the Grand Dragon. He's so broke. And the Grand Dragon takes him 3 exits to get off because he's so scared to do it. And we pull up like in South Charlotte, which is the black side of town. And they won't let KK Calvin use the toilet. To which I say, well, that's ironic.
Yeah, it was a black manager, though, that wouldn't let him, right?
Yeah, it was black part of town, man. He's like, no. So.
Perfect.
That was America's, I think the book's kind of, it screams along, I hope.
It's funny, though, to be able to read a chapter on the KKK and get a lot of good laughs. I mean, that's what I think is interesting about
hilarious.
The book. Yeah, they are hilarious.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, Charlie, how do we call the KKK hotline? What do we call them?
Google it up. Just do KKK hotline, Loyal White Knights.
Really?
Another thing.
That's how I got a hold of them. Yes, they have a hotline.
Is it 1-800?
I don't remember.
It sounds like they're really strapped for funds.
Doesn't that mean they incur the cost if it's 1-800?
Yeah.
I don't know.
If they want new members, shouldn't they incur the cost?
I just read about the KKK hotline and I made a note. Call KKK hotline on the show.
On the Hall Financial hotline.
Oh, no.
Oh, the Hall Financial hotline. That's right.
don't convolute these two things. All right, well, David.
The Hall Financial Hotline has been, I mean, there have been some real hits on the Hall Financial Hotline. They just sponsored
the phone.
Wait a
second, though. They...
By the way, somebody claims it wasn't opened yesterday.
It was.
It was?
I thought it was, too.
Did you open it yet today?
No.
Okay.
I heard it open.
What?
I thought
yesterday?
It was, too.
Yeah.
Really? Okay, I got an email that said the Hall Financial Hotline was not open.
Mark
they couldn't
person.
Figure out how. They said that's why we didn't, the phone calls didn't connect because we never opened the hotline.
Tattletale.
Do you have the phone number, Brandon?
No,
all right,
yet.
Here. I'll write it down for you.
Wait, are we calling the Klan hotline or the David Hall hotline?
In Pelham,
we're on
right?
the David Hall financial hotline calling the KKK
hey,
hotline.
Well, that's okay. The Klan buys homes,
and
too.
David does
they
not
need to
endorse,
refinance.
He does not endorse everyone we call.
No.
Well, opportunity lender.
He just provides
he might
the
not
line.
Want to.
Yeah. No, he just, this is for entertainment purposes. And I don't know. How can we not call the KKK hotline? Do you get a human or a recording?
You get a recording.
Okay.
That's not it.
A callback. You can give the number out.
Is it frightening?
It was then.
It was?
Yeah, because this was after Dylann Roof,
yeah.
a homicidal, racist, maniac, murderer, shot up the church.
Oh, yeah.
And it would have always like, all hail Dylann Roof.
There's right? there's a question for you, immediate question for you, because a lot of people like to point to that, which was kind of in retaliation to the Vester Flanagan shooting of the reporters. Live on TV because he was black. He shot the two white reporters and Dylann Roof that shot Dylann Roof in overdrive. A lot of people like to point to that as being the big catalyst to the race relations now in Charlottesville and everything.
Dylann Roof?
Dylann Roof.
Wow. Really?
Do you think that's a lot of, do you think there's truth to that? As opposed to Donald Trump.
That's really the first I heard of it. And I've been all over that region, Roanoke, Charlotte. That's the first I heard. I won't say one way or the other, but we all know the long history.
Because he wanted a race war and that people are pointing to that. And I thought it was honestly as simplistic as looking at the election of Donald Trump.
I can't buy that. I mean, it could be. First I heard of it.
Huh.
But they might be saying he wanted a race war, and so did we.
Well, that was That was the implication.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, so a maniac decides that, but you know that
Tell
the guy that
Brandon.
Killed the reporters, there was no like Fire race up. Involved in that, was it? It was more like
oh no, there was.
Was it?
Oh yeah, he thought he was denied certain positions because he was black.
So he. I'm purposely so targeted gun- white people or just
he gunned down those two people, with. Those two, the Roanoke reporter and the cameraman.
Because he worked with them or because they were
he
white?
He had just lost his job. Right. And he had filed a suit, I believe, in Florida where he worked under a different name, once again, because he was thought he was fired because he was black.
Huh. It's funny, I haven't heard much about that Roanoke shooting since it happened.
He ran for, the boyfriend ran for state rep.
He did?
Yeah, and I believe he won.
Really?
Because, you know. You don't want to be in media. You'd rather be in politics.
Maybe he can change the world,
which is the worst show.
Yeah.
Hey.
Why don't they pick up sooner?
It's after 5. They're closed. They work banker hours.
Laurel.
Cracker.
Did you have any trouble reaching the KKK?
The dumbest nigger of the month award
goes
to Shamika Latrice Lynch, age 30, of Greenville, North Carolina.
That's a bit jolting.
That's him.
Because she didn't like the seating arrangements.
The Grand Dragon?
The nigger movie, The Black Panther. Just goes to show niggers don't know how to act civilized in public. They're nothing but savages. For more info on joining the Loyal White Knights of the Ku Klux Klan, visit our website at kkknights.com or leave name and number of area code, and we'll get back to you. Also, check out the documentary on the KKK on Netflix by punching in Ku Klux Klan or KKK into your search engine, and they have a show based on the Loyal White Knights of the KKK. Always remember, if it ain't white, it ain't right. White power.
Record your message at the tone. Okay. When you are finished recording, press pound.
Leave a good message.
To cancel, press star.
You want to leave a message? I think I dialed the wrong number.
White
Thank
bye.
You. Sorry. Bye.
White power.
Oh, my God.
So,
wow, that was the first one.
Might imagine.
I didn't know we'd be hit. How dumb of me to think we would be hit with that word right away.
Might imagine
the vitriol.
Driving around with these dudes in the dead of night.
Did he know you're black?
I told him.
You did?
Yeah.
Did he believe you?
Yeah.
Did he ask you what percentage?
No. He felt sorry for me.
Oh.
Said when the race war comes down, you don't belong to anybody. I said, okay. And Jesus was not a Jew.
When the race war comes down.
Yeah. Hmm.
Fun.
But I wasn't worried about them turning off and whacking us. I was more worried about us driving.
Well, you said Matt ended up in the windshield somewhere.
Banging. He couldn't drive. Hitting the brakes and, you know, he couldn't conduct an interview and drive. And, you know, the Yankee voice of the directions was fucking him up.
Oh, the GPS was too...
It doesn't sound Grand Wizardly, does it?
By the way,
Grand Wizard's going to be in control of that
Grand
car.
Dragon.
And a ship. Oh, Grand Dragon.
You're convoluting the Imperial Wizard and the Grand Dragon. Get your stuff. Okay.
By the way, not to rag on the N-word of the month. That happened back in February. They might want to update and find a new one.
Hey, you're on Klan time, baby.
Hey, that's racist.
So?
That's groupist.
That boy was the head honky in charge right there.
One of the other stories you did, and you got into it, not a ton, but in Shit Show, you did talk about it. Now, I knew our audience would be interested, was when Charles Pugh disappeared, and he goes to New York, and he was being harbored by, you said it was a New York anchorman,
an anchorman? Yeah.
Really?
Guy in the business. According to the sources, there was the whole time Charles Pugh had a private eye tailing him. Whole time.
Oh.
And so,
I must say that I pitched
so
a
that
tent.
Was the intel leading right there. Right there.
Who was this?
So Bob and Bob Shettlebauer and I went.
You didn't name the anchorman.
I don't name. Look, this isn't a media book, but this is like a guy in the media trying to figure out the country and watching the media. So, but this isn't, I'm not.
Wait, a guy, isn't it you?
Yeah, but I'm not settling scores. There's no reason to do that. Okay. It doesn't matter, you know.
So were they an item or something? Is that,
could
or
have
you
just
didn't want to out him or just, thought you might be outing him or something?
It never made air because.
Can you write it down?
Because the anchorman never confirmed nor denied.
Okay.
Who's that dude?
Just wouldn't go there.
He got really pissy, though.
He got pissy.
But then you found Pew. You found Pew, right?
We found out where he was at, yeah.
Did you confront Pew?
No, I think that was Jones, maybe.
Oh, he's
Channel
you.
7. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Where's he today?
I just told everybody in the Harlem neighborhood. He was hiding. Wanted posters all around the place. Man, they're all under the window yelling at him, man. Like, get the fuck gone. Ain't be no pedophile in Harlem.
I love your method.
Thank you.
You just stir it up and then stand back.
Makes
a good story.
What prison he's in, Mark?
No, where is he?
He's like, in prison, right?
For how long?
Get him
out of here. What's his status?
It's 5 to 15, isn't it?
Yeah. I believe that's right.
State? Federal?
State.
State? So is he in the Otis?
Should be in the Otis.
Let's see how happy he looks in his
photo. For that one incident, though, the one kid, they're... are probably more, aren't there?
Oh, there were
more charges to be brought against Charles Pugh.
I would think so. Yeah,
there was another name that popped up.
So that's right.
At that time, you know, when you said 5 to 15,
he
it reminded
really
me.
Really happy in his Otis picture.
Yeah, I could see him getting off in there
unchanged.
Oh yeah, getting off. Charles Andre Pugh. He's bald now. Shaved.
Hold on. See, his skin lightened.
Nah, I think it's the lighting.
It's fluorescent. Sure? Everybody looks terrible under fluorescent.
They call him Cap in prison.
He's got a scar in his right forearm.
Okay.
Fun.
That's a great name.
That's from crashing the council car. Remember when he did
that? Oh, that's right. Knocked over the sign.
trying to get off the exit.
Crashed a couple of those.
Earliest release date.
Didn't report it either.
December of 2021.
Where's
he at? Which facility?
Bellamine Creek. I don't know where that is. Do you know where that is?
I don't.
You know, the crashed car, that was Iona. One of the first things that happened. And then there was some strange goings on with the finances, as you talked about. And I think, didn't he threaten you at one point?
How could you take that seriously?
No, I know. Well.
Twit. See, this is the thing. I hate a pedophile. Can't fucking stand him. And that guy almost got away. He had some friendlies in the media. The local media.
That so bothers me.
The local media actually showed up for him? To the young man's home. He's the victim, and you're showing up in those ice cream TV trucks. It's kind of outing the guy.
Absolutely.
And it's like, what the fuck is this? You know, somebody did a story on the kid's parents as if they were gold diggers looking into their divorce and they're fine. I'm like, wow, that's fucked.
Yeah, because Pew bought him a bunch of things,
yeah.
And so the suggestion was, oh, well, they smell money in Charles Pew. And by the way, he didn't have a lot of money, did he?
No, but, you know, they did end up settling with the school district.
Yeah, because he was in the Charles Pugh leadership program, which was connected to the school.
And nobody vetted him?
No. Well, he was the, main guy.
Didn't ask the parents for permission to be in there. He was grooming them.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
No, that was really bad. Okay, so moving along. When you said 5 to 15, it reminded me of the story, and, this one, I guess you took the story to Fox 2, didn't you? I mean, somebody taped you tackling the guy that stole the iPhone, right? Wasn't that on tape?
It was Dan Gilbert's tape downtown.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. And Fox 2 did a story, you guys made a story out of it, right?
I didn't want to, no.
Didn't they do a story? Because I could have sworn I saw the tape.
I've seen the tape, yeah.
Yeah.
I ended up using it for a story because of the bullshit narrative downtown.
Oh, that's what it was.
I'm like, if I would have killed the guy trying to detain him, what would you call that? Would that be a homicide?
And the point being...
justifiable homicide?
You tackled the guy who stole the iPhone and you were very close, close to the police station, were you?
About four city blocks from the police headquarters.
And it took how long to get a cop there to take the guy?
20 minutes, and it was downtown in Michigan Avenue.
Yeah.
And you had to hold him down.
I held him up for a while till the other dudes came and got him and got me out of there because
that's pretty tiring.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
Yeah.
We were,
but he got 3 to 15 years
for a purple $600 cell phone, yeah, which was worth fun. It. What a shithead, yeah. Right?
But he had didn't he have multiple felonies and arrests and all kinds of crap on his record?
I don't know if he ever got felonies, but he was, you know, he got probation.
He was always in and out of the system.
Yeah, and so he finally, it's the fourth time they get him, and they sentence him, right, for a $600 cell phone, and I'm laughing because he goes to Jackson Penn, right? What are you in for? Purple cell phone. then I walk outside the courthouse after he's been sentenced, and there's the Fecano jail. $400 million wasted dollars. Mm-hmm. Not one guy did one day. So what are we doing? Shit show.
Yeah. Well, it's easier to lock up the $600 iPhone stealer.
Exactly, bro.
And the judge knew you, and you were there yeah. when you went to court. When I first went to court,
like the judge sent his bailiff out with, you know, coffee cake and a sweating decanter of ice water. Oh. Mr. Leduff, would you care for some Danish?
Drew and I were talking about that story earlier, and I was wondering, because I don't go downtown that much, but I go downtown, and maybe that's not the right area, but I don't see many patrolmen in general.
They're not there, dude.
So, but are they anywhere?
Not as we need them. I mean, you can't say you'll have two cars in a whole precinct at night.
It's not nearly.
No, it's so bad.
Sufficient.
It's so bad that the FBI has rejected the city's numbers.
Yeah,
we don't believe your crime.
Yeah.
So I won't go deep. Detroit style.
It's a shit show.
How hard is it to get the Gilbert security footage?
I didn't get it. I think it was for court, so it became public record. Okay. But you'd have to subpoena it. They don't give it to you.
Yeah.
Now, the book wraps up with the election and
the great image of Charlie in his underwear.
Yeah. I love me in my underwear.
Hey, Mark, can you turn to page 199?
Yeah, that's the end of those underwears.
199?
199, yeah. Okay. I think it's the conversation between Rand Paul and Donald Trump where Rand Paul says you criticize people's appearances and... I think Trump comes back and says, I don't criticize people's appearances, although there's a lot of material with you or something to that effect, Rand Paul, which...
Wait! I can read it.
You got it.
It actually made me laugh when I read that. It just... I know Trump is, for all the people that act like he's the most, just a dumb, impulsive guy who just does what he feels like at the second, and it seems like he does sometimes, I don't know, he had some funny, clever lines. I thought, I mean, there's something to being elected president. It's not like this is just...
People liked him.
Well, I think we knew him, too.
There's all that. And then there's the fact that an orangutan could have said the lines and people would have voted for him. Not that people are stupid or, you know, but...
Just remember that.
He figured it out.
I thought so, too. But I thought that was a funny line. And I also thought that... There was a line you mentioned in the book where...
That kind of careless language to be negotiating with Putin. Do we want someone like that to be negotiating with Iran? I think really there's a sophomoric quality that is entertaining about Mr. Trump, but I am worried.
Rand
I'm very concerned about him having him in charge of the nuclear weapons because I think his response, his visceral response to attack people on their appearance, short, tall, fat,
I'm sorry
ugly...
About that.
My goodness, that happened in junior high. Are we not way above that? Would we not all be worried to have someone like that in charge of the nuclear arsenal?
Oh,
Mr. Trump, I never attacked him on his look, and believe me, there's plenty of subject matter right there that I can tell you.
I want to give Mr. Trump...
He knows that line killed, too. He had a little smile.
Oh, I know. He's so proud of himself.
So, but you look behind these guys, right? And it's like, why is it... The set always blue. Why is there a big silver dildo of an airplane behind these guys? Why does the moderator go, what do they say next? Right? Get ready to rumble. It's like the media gave this guy $5 billion in free airtime because theirs was the worst reality show ever, the presidential campaign. They did it.
Mm-hmm.
So don't take this wrong. You can quote me, take me out of context if you want. It's almost like... I don't even want to criticize Trump because people take it as a criticism of themselves. And I understand why I can say it. I don't think she would care. My mom voted for him or mm-hmm. my brothers. And I love them and I respect them.
That's right.
I know plenty of people that voted for him, and I understand why they voted for him. I just disagree with why they, the reasoning for
him. And I love that, too.
And that's fine.
You know, Trump plus Bernie equals 75% of the electorate. And if they were both women, that'd probably be 90.
I know people that voted for Bernie. I wouldn't have voted for him, right? But I know why they did.
Did you vote Libertarian?
You know what's funny? I didn't end up not voting in the presidential election.
I voted Libertarian.
Gary?
No, I see. I didn't vote for him.
I voted for Perot twice because I would love to see a third party.
I didn't vote for him. I voted for the party, for a third party. I was just doing math with my vote.
I mean, Gary Johnson was fine until he didn't know what Aleppo was.
He's an idiot.
That was honestly the most underrated funny moment of the whole election when he said, was it Mike Barnacle he was talking to? He's like, what is Aleppo? I had no idea what it was.
It's only in the news.
Well, if I know, and
the guy barely gets publicity too. The one time he gets publicity is when he's
a fucking moron.
No fucking clue.
Just for people listening, because I know you're not dumb either. Aleppo is in Syria, and that's where a big part of the civil war was. It was in the news at the time.
You know who I voted for? I'd love your opinion on it, because I saw a little bit that you wrote about him, and I just didn't. I don't. I'd love to hear your opinion on him. It's John Kasich. What do you have any thoughts about him at all?
He's a one percenter. That's my thought on it.
Yeah.
You know, like I would talk to him. I go, well, listen, you voted for banking deregulation. You voted for NAFTA. How's that work out in Ohio? And he says, well, I'm for fair trade, not free trade. And
he's a little
goofy.
At
him and go, what does that mean?
He doesn't know. It just sounds nice.
Yeah.
And that's all of them.
And you worked for Lehman.
Yeah.
You know, right, he did. Dude, come on.
He's part of the machine. And that's what people didn't like about him.
We're all tired of the machine. Mm-hmm. See,
when you vote outside the machine, look at what you get. Which is crazy.
Aren't there better people outside of the machine, though?
Who would want to do that, though?
I love Ross Perot. I really dug Ross Perot.
Yeah. They interrupted my daughter's wedding.
some hits.
I want to go back to Make America Great Again, which...
There will be a jump sucking sound.
Which, to me, he was so fun to listen
it
to.
It happened.
With his pointer. Mike Clark loved him, too. Make America Great Again, which of course was we're going back to the 50s and separate but equal, and you know everyone they thought he really fucked up with that one, but they missed the point completely, and as they the Muslim ban, the people come from Mexico, some are rapists, some are good people, but you know it always resulted in finger wagging, which is the term you used. It seemed that the more the media wagged fingers at Trump, the more support he got, or the stronger or the more solidified his support became.
Very good.
And I did feel that. I thought people did dig in. They're like, no, I don't agree with that. I'm not making that leap. A wall is for security. It's so people don't, I don't think the wall will ever be built. And that was actually 203, Mark, 203. There's an exchange about the wall between you. You asked Trump a question about the wall, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Was that you? Yeah, okay. And there's an interesting end to that, too.
Stupid question.
Why don't we get the Mexicans to build the wall on their side? That way everybody at the Home Depot will run home to build. And only when they're done will they realize they walled themselves in. Trump's response, yeah, and Mexico's going to pay for it. Which just becomes another talking point.
Right.
But you said the...
Well, stabbing him on the idea. Like, that's ridiculous. We can't build it by treaty. But so let me fuck with you, right? Because I'm using him as a prop to talk about regular people. But the point of that being there at the debate was we actually went to L.A. to talk about Sanctuary City, which majority of the country supports getting rid of because we want violent fuckers out of here. At the same time, I think most of us would agree that the people that work in the fields deserve some kind of blue card. Not a green card where you say you're going to work the fields and you escape off to the city, but you get to be an agricultural worker, which 100%. Was never, ever an American job. Not maybe for like a couple years during the Dust Bowl, but for 100 years that's been a Mexican job.
Well,
what are we doing?
We've talked about that before. Remember, Alabama had that law and got rid of it, and their agriculture went to shit.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the problem with a lot of things. It's either all or nothing.
Right. So
no compromise.
I don't think so.
All or nothing.
So my point was like, all right, look. Let's get these million people solidified. Your kids are citizens, they're doctors, they're lawyers, they're a lot of things. And at the same time, let's get these other million fuckers out of here. And let's build immigration prisons. If they come back, you get a minimum 10 years. That's what you get. I guarantee you, the violent guys won't come back. Not if you see the first 1,000 guys locked up for 10 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
You said the executives didn't like that exchange.
Oh, that was me, you know, the spin room. Look how fucked up the shit show is. You're a reporter, and you go into a place.
I like
the way
you're banging the title, Charlie.
You go into a place called the spin room? It's empty bullshit. So Matt and I were like actually spinning in the spin room. I grabbed his lapels. He had the camera. And we're spinning around. And I'm like, spinning in the spin room. Everybody talking. But nobody got nothing to say. Build a wall. But where are we going to get the money? And we're like live on all the networks. In the background spinning. And I get word from corporate that the local executives, because we were on all the stations, didn't like it. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm off the trail now. I got taken off because I wasn't respecting the bullshit, I guess. And we
because you were spinning?
I'm back in the minors. Yeah, I was spinning. I wasn't taking it seriously.
And spinning in a circle.
And yeah, and in the book, I'm like, look, man, 6 months, a year later, I'm hearing the White House correspondent for one of the networks yelling to the sitting president, sir, are you a racist? Could you imagine if I had done that a year earlier? Yelling at the president, are you a racist? So things have just gotten insane. We were just playing with what we do. It's gotten to the whole different level now. If you look at the country, domestically, nothing's changed. Wages have not gone up. More people live in an apartment than ever before. The jobs that we have, the majority of them are making motel beds and wiping old people's asses. Mm-hmm. And if you take the banking sector out, what's grown? We got a gigantic tax cut.
Cheap service
GDP's
jobs.
Up.
Yes. We got the GDP. Take out the financial sector. How much is it up?
The financial sector. You can't take out the financial sector.
But that's paper. It's paper. Like,
well, some people
get
use
used
it eventually.
To, this is the new normal. The jobs aren't coming back, and
technology is gonna, took away a lot of those too.
That and the trade deals, well, and about those, half and half.
And those employers aren't good employers. I don't know. For some reason I was blind because people like Zuckerberg and these brilliant young nice people, they care about the environment, and I thought they must employ a ton of people and treat them well. But then we find out Amazon doesn't really care about their employees. No. Facebook does anything to eliminate human beings. But can we replace humans with an algorithm? Absolutely.
But if you own a stock in that company, you want the bottom line to be more. You want them to use technology to make it bigger profit.
I just would think that somebody that makes as much money as Amazon, who made, what was the number they made last year? $178 billion? Is that the number? Is that right?
I don't know the exact number.
But they didn't pay any taxes.
No. Mm-mm.
That book in Wilmington, right? We took we went through the ghetto corridor on the Acela. It goes from Wall Street to Washington, to which Rand Paul was on it while Baltimore was burning, and he didn't realize he had stopped there.
Oh my God!
And in between are the largest cities of the states that used to be industrial powerhouses, like Philly, Newark, Wilmington, Delaware, and Baltimore, Maryland. And you get to Wilmington, and there's a one level building. Looks at a parking garage, and there's 285,000 multinational corporations inside. That's their headquarters.
Right, because of the everything's incorporated in Delaware because of the friendly tax law.
Yeah, it's like the Cayman Islands of the United States.
It is, 100%.
It's like, wow.
Isn't almost every credit card
based
in Delaware because their laws are friendly?
And the reason I said it is because Boeing's there, and they didn't pay any taxes.
But who do you get mad at for that? I don't blame the corporations.
Well, you know what?
I blame you know, maybe a federal government, but then again, states' rights.
That's purchased by the corporations. Money's infected this thing.
Oh, of course, but there's no way to change that. I mean, that's capitalism at its best.
When it goes like this, when everybody gets one vote, that's when we're all equal. You get one. The system doesn't work. It does work. You have to be active, right? You can get the money out of politics if that's what you want as a majority. You can. Because it didn't used to belong there. We didn't used to have Oxycontin on the streets. It's not your right, according to the Constitution, last time I read it, to have unlimited access to Oxycontin. You can have a gun.
What?
But opioids kill four times as many people as guns. So why not make it illegal outside the hospital? We can do that.
The problem with that, though, is there are people that... I mean, don't get me wrong.
Well, pharmaceutical companies spent $800 million a year lobbying the... federal government too.
My a lot of big money. Yeah. And you're right. What we're just talking, which
does it help? Is it possible that it helps certain people too? Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Well, then
it seems but that's the all or nothing thing.
Well, let's have the nothing, because all is fucking us up.
Charlie, I wanted to hit a couple things before we finish up with shit show. And one of my favorites was the Bundy Militia, which you spent a lot of time with them.
Ivan.
And there was Buddha. What was Buddha? Was he security?
Yeah, he's chief of security.
And
special ops. Can't talk about it.
Because there's nothing to talk
turns
about.
Turns out the only thing he was decorated for was extreme DUI.
Yeah, it turned out he was not in the military.
No, he's
never in the military.
False valor guy. Disgusting. Oh, Jesus.
And then this guy shows up, Jim Ritzheimer, who it sounds like...
Johnny.
Was Johnny Ritzheimer?
Johnny Ritz, yeah.
And you spent a lot of time with him, and in fact, in your story, and I don't know if... Is the video... Is the plane video out there somewhere? Because you had a piece of it in your story where he's apologizing to his daughter because he can't come home for Christmas because he's defending the United States of America Constitution.
From all enemies, foreign and domestic. So your daddy can't be home for Christmas.
He took an oath. Did you take an oath in the Marines?
You do, yeah.
You do, okay. Well, he did take the oath.
Yeah, he's currently residing in the federal pen.
What?
Yeah, he took a plea. Conspiracy.
What did he do exactly?
He brought his guns to the bird refuge in Oregon.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
In the winter.
That
worked out well.
That was quite a ragtag bunch of people.
Yeah.
Talk about pick your battles.
And the point you made about that was how it attracted so much media. I mean, it really was a goofy story, but the
more media there than occupiers. Because news press conferences.
Wasn't that because they thought, if there's a Ruby Ridge, I want to be here?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, just same as Ferguson.
Ferguson, right.
Ferguson.
This place is cooking. We want to.
They were setting up weeks beforehand, like, you know, pop up sets on West Florissant Avenue. Like, the only thing missing, they had Klieg lights and director's chairs and awnings and reflectors and, you know, telescopic poles for the microphones. And I wrote, the only thing missing was a banner stretching across the avenue reading, "Broadcast Network News for all your rioting needs." Because. Everybody in Ferguson knew that that's what it was about. And I'm telling you, it was.
Well, it's like the pregame show at the football stadium the big lights. And, I mean, it's really strange to see
so
that.
So postmodern.
It's very much so. But we eat it up.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the product we want to eat.
We watch it, yeah.
Oh, so it's burning, right? Mm. And it's not the National Guard. It was just a ragtag group of, like, county and local. And their gas masks aren't fitting and the... helmets are akimbo. It's really like they got a plastic shield, and I'm like, whoa. And one of the guardsmen or whatever he was says to me,
what?
I said, what? I thought he'd tell me, clear out. I said, excuse me, sir. I said, I get him close. I go, I'm sorry. He goes, are you that dude from the squatter video? I just saw that on YouTube. What the fuck?
The squatter video.
Yeah.
Bathtub.
Weirdest thing.
Your hair towel.
Weirdest thing.
It's huge on Reddit. Constant.
Yeah. So is the eating of the dog food.
The dog, yeah.
Hey, finally, Ken Stile was an officer here that was killed in the line of duty. And I still can't understand this. Why would his funeral, he's an officer killed in the line of duty, correct?
Yeah, on the job.
Why would his funeral not be covered?
Yeah, and they kind of fib about it. Like, here's what I wrote in the book, if you don't mind. Okay, so if there's a war on cops, this guy, if it's bad cops are the problem, this guy was the solution. 20 years on the job, led a special crew, chasing a guy that tried to kill his father, he's carjacking people.
Is this Shark? Is
that, yeah,
that,
it's Shark.
Okay. Yep.
Never fired his revolver in 20 years, never had an abuse complaint even in his file. Good cop. Die, gets shot, dies.
20 years.
So there's his funeral. And there's Duggan quoting spurious crime statistics over the casket. The cops are pissed because they know Shark don't talk like this, right? Then the chief of police gives him a posthumous promotion to captain with a sign like a McDonald's 99 billion, standing ovation. The widow's still drawing sergeant's benefits. It was for TV. Thirdly, the children were thrown off of health care because of the bankruptcy settlement. And finally...
Was that amended?
Only for him.
Okay.
It was amended. And
for 10 years, till the kid's 10.
Five years. So when the kid's 8, he's on his own. Yeah, he got a five-year-old and a three-year-old. Finally, the widow got the bill for the funeral, the pomp and the wow. Now, they said they got life insurance, but the life insurance is for the family. And it was huge, yes. This is when Ferguson and Flint and Bundy and the border and Baltimore and Iowa and the shit and the fire and the anger and the race and the collapse. That's the culmination. It got to me. That's when I knew I got to get out.
How much of that is fed, do you think, by the news cycle? Because it's, we do this, on to the next one.
Yeah, that's what we do. We don't, you know, it's...
I mean, does that feed it? Because it makes everything an event, a TV event, a quick TV event?
That's all. You know, why is there so much...
It works.
Why so much murder on TV? Yeah. Because it sells you, think. That's not why it's on TV. It's because you can make it so fast. Right? There's a beginning, middle, end. Mm. They had an argument, he was shot, he was killed. There's someone that's going to give you a tear. He had so much life to live. There's police tape. There's a police report. There's a quotation from an officer or a sergeant, right? You can flip that fucking story in 20 minutes. That's why you get three in a row. One, two, three. They send the reporters out. Go get that one, that one, that one.
It's never
because
it's hard to.
It's never the full story.
Look, you never say this. Okay, he was shot in front of an abandoned school. We never ask, why is the school still standing? Yeah. Why don't kids learn? How come the cops are still calling them Pookie and Willie? You didn't get their real names. None of this. This is like what I tried to do in my time on so far on television.
You think you were successful doing it?
I do. I think I was very successful.
I do too.
Thank you.
I just know there were some sour times, weren't there, or no?
I'm a sour person, man. So there's always
he's mercurial Charlie the Duff. What are you talking about? Of course.
That's not entirely true.
You can't be mercurial and
have it
be all
good. I think when you're working, you can be.
Yeah, well, you know, if you lived the life I've lived, you'd be it too. I think I'm pretty even keeled. I think I have love for you and you and you and the people of this. I do. I love this country. I love your children. I want something for their future. And I don't like what I see. I'm not going to be a bitch.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? Like, just rant and rave. I took my time. I wrote my philosophy. I thought about what I saw. I believe in this book. I think it's a great roadmap as to what's happening. I hope readers think so, too. And if they don't, I did my best.
Most importantly, who picked the picture? Did you have any say?
The publisher. You see the press.
Is that a mugshot?
That was on my second press pass.
Oh, that's not your press pass.
Yeah, the first press pass we forged. We made them up. Because Fox doesn't give you press passes. But you need a press pass.
Is that when you
what a nice picture that is. Look at that.
Is that when you asked Trump about the naked women?
That
was a fake press pass.
With the Bumpkus press pass. Yeah. Trump's going to win. He's going to be the nominee, right? And we're doing the naked chicks in Times Square. And we're like, oh, Trump's going to sign the pledge. Let's get over there. We're not on the list. Here's the Bumpkus press pass. They wave us right in.
But you asked him about the naked women. Who called it inappropriate?
He did.
He did.
Trump's saying my question. He's
he
talking
didn't want to answer it.
He's talking about Deflategate, size of his hands, Kanye. And I'm like, sir, naked chicks in Times Square? That's inappropriate.
It was on the cover of the Post.
I love it. I'm like, wait a minute. You're telling me what's going on in America. You don't even know what's going on five blocks from your penthouse.
I love, too, that you, when you're in Flint, when you drove the showers in to let people take free showers with your clean water, and you were in front of City Hall, I guess, and so they suddenly realized, hey, wait a second, this seems like a stunt, and so they want to throw you out. And meanwhile, Trump is just arriving in Flint, so you're thinking, well, we got to go chase Trump, and you're pulling these showers behind you, and I guess, I don't know how it ever turned out. Did he get out of town before you got to him?
It was... we saw him going to the water plant, but what we had was we're gonna.
You're still tugging the showers behind you, though, aren't you?
No, it was like a gas tanker, like full of water from Ann Arbor. I'm driving around town with a bullhorn. We've got good water, clean water, smart water from Ann Arbor. We're gonna give you showers, and the city was gonna let us set up in front of City Hall, and then they figured out what the optics would look like, so they canceled my permit, and I'm like, well, I want my $25 back. And they wouldn't give me my $25 back. So I started bitching about it, and they called the police. So we got out of there,
because one, there's Trump, but two, the police are coming. So what's more ridiculous than the police looking for a silver water tanker as the water tanker is looking for the president, you know, the candidate, and it was just
ludicrous.
Yeah, so we get to the church as he's leaving. So it was just, you know, it's just
too bad. Well, yeah, he got cut short because he was ripping Hillary Clinton. They're like, well, that's not what we want.
Yeah,
it was his first appearance before real black people, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then Sam Riddle was there in a parking lot.
Yeah.
And he, my favorite ex-con. And he said something beautiful. He goes, I know. Hillary came in and pimped us and all we got was bottled water. Why not? And I'm like, dude, he's brilliant in his simplicity. That is true. They were all doing that to Flint. All of them. All the stars, all the politicians. And there they are. And nobody goes once a month to check on them. Never. What a shit show.
It's all for the cameras.
Shit show.
It's like Shark's funeral.
They wanted to, they've been just dying to stop supplying those people with bottled water, too. And somebody donated a bunch of bottled water. Why are they trying to end the bottled water? It's like, no more bottled water. And nobody wants to drink. They're not comfortable drinking the water yet. But they were trying to cut the bottled water off long ago.
Is there a little bit of irony, too, that there's this fight in northern Michigan about the Nestle plant to bottle water?
Yeah.
And then Flint has...
No, Nestle donated water to Flint,
yeah,
to people that weren't
maybe
comfortable.
Maybe they had some good state will.
Yeah, get the shit show. Now get this. The governor's chief of staff, last name is Muchmore. His wife was the Nestle spokesman
Muchmore,
in Michigan.
Name. Oh.
Dennis Muchmore.
Oh.
Yeah, man.
There's so much inbreeding, though,
fingers
in government
in all water.
And lobbyists.
Yeah, and dude, the Duggan's chief counsel and his chief operating officer, his exact title, I don't know, was the guy that put the Flint financing together. This whole fucking thing, Democrat, Republican. But it's like, what about us? That's what the whole country is saying.
They write the rules.
That's what the election was about, and we got dick.
Did Snyder, remember when I sent Snyder home with the Flint water and he was going to drink it because just to show how common
it
was?
Yeah, he like, was in the bathroom all night.
He left the country.
5 days later.
Next day, yeah.
He chucked that water so
he
fast.
He went to
how
Germany.
How does anyone know if he drank that water?
He went to Germany.
He did not drink that water.
No, what do you think tap water is? It's a gay bomb, baby.
Gay bomb.
Ugh.
Alex Jones.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay.
He's as phony as the next doing it for the cameras.
You know what's cool is on the book tour, I'm gonna do Morning Joe and Glenn Beck. Like it's, you know, it's just, I'll talk to just about anybody.
Why not?
I'm not afraid to. I won't do Klan radio again. When
I found out what
it was, I was listening to the commercial. I'm like, what the fuck? We come back from commercial, I go, let me get something straight with you. I'm not into what I'm hearing here, but I'll talk to you. But fuck that. I'm for the union. You know what I mean? Take the Dixie down off of public space. Hang it on your house if you want to. But that's it. You lost. Take it down. Make a gesture.
That's what I never got about it. You lost.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Why do you want to keep bringing it up? Shit Show is available now. What's the easiest way to get Shit Show? Through Amazon?
Amazon or your local bookstore.
Okay. It's on my favorite things, too.
And May 30th.
All of Charlie's books are now.
May 30th, the Detroit Public Library, main branch. May 30th, 6 o'clock, cocktails, food.
I thought this was sold out.
I called them up and go, we need more space. So now they're going to just come on.
You opened up some space.
Is this going to be on TV?
It's going to be on
C-SPAN.
Yeah.
C-SPAN?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you get on C-SPAN?
I have no fucking idea.
Oh,
you didn't do it? They just told you it's going to be on C-SPAN?
Yeah.
Really?
Is there a dress code?
Nope.
All right, we're wearing podcast shirts to get it on C-SPAN.
Tell you what, you can sell them there if you want to.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I support the podcast. There's podcasts around, no doubt.
Sweet. And Shit Show will be on shelves May 22nd or May 23rd?
Yeah, the audiobook, I read it.
You did? Okay, cool.
Oh, can I tell you, you guys don't have it in that book, but we're doing the audio book, and we created a couple lines, and the director called them in, so they're in the hard copy. In North Dakota, where they say you can get the American dream there, you can make $100,000.
Yeah.
So all eligible men went there. And it was over. There wasn't enough jobs. So some guys are living in their car 50 below, right? And you have to work 120 hours a week, most guys, to make that 100 grand. And so we're coming outside the strip club because that's where people get stabbed because they stab out west because they're Christian.
They look you in the eye and put it in your chest. They don't shoot you in the back. They're very good class
knives,
people. You know?
Knives, knives.
And this guy comes up. He goes, listen, man, it's cold. I think I got a job tomorrow, but I need $20 to keep the car running. You know, I could suck your cock for $20. And I'm like, in the book, I go, there's no fucking American dream. Get the fuck out of here. Look someplace out. And I didn't have the heart to tell the man. This is what we came up with in the record.
Yeah. So
we didn't have the heart to tell the man that he was 5,000 cocks away from the 100 grand.
So how long did it take you to finish?
Oh, boy.
That's the country.
Shit show! On Drew's Favorite Things on our site through Amazon or Amazon Anywhere or on...
6 o'clock, May 30th, and then you can get books there and I'll sign them. And then afterwards, there's a party at the American Coney Island, open to everybody, booze, Motown, live music.
Did they give you the day off that day? Or are you working at the American Coney?
I'll be there scrubbing, man. Okay. No, I'm doing a satellite radio tour that day. Real radio.
Hey.
Yeah, real radio.
What are the satellite shows will you be on? Do you know offhand?
I have a list, but... I'm doing Dan Rather.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's
CBC. I'm doing TV with him.
Have you guys noticed Dan Rather interviewing all these rock stars?
Yeah.
Isn't that the weirdest thing? You seen any of that, Trudy?
He's kind of wild.
No. Everyone.
After all, that's why he got the rib removed because Manson did, Marilyn Manson.
Dan Rather did heroin on TV back in the 50s.
What?
To see what it was like. When they busted a jazz dude in Texas. So the police shot him up with heroin and they filmed him doing it.
Is Dan Rather the only guy that didn't like heroin? He only did it once.
Maybe he does. Maybe he, I don't know.
He was into all that experiential.
He would dig it.
Yeah.
Reporter stuff.
Yeah, I mean, kind
of. Lashing himself to a poster during hurricanes.
Now it's standard, right?
Right, yeah.
Exactly.
With your book tour, is there any interest, you mentioned Canada, is there any interest, like, does Europe care? Are they interested in it?
I think I was a bestseller in Poland at the last book.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was translated into Chinese. Wow. So,
Do you ever do media over there?
No, but I would love to.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be... That'd be just something in life, wouldn't it?
I mean, they're interested in how American politics and media work.
Well, my friend, she's a professor in Australia and Italy, and she, I got her a copy, and she said, awesome, somebody had to explain America. Because it's about us, for us.
FUBU?
For us, by
FUBU,
us.
Not
that's trademarked. That's
FUBU. Okay, a couple things today that came up. The house that the Ilitches did not buy, that's right by Little Caesars Arena, it's a dump. The city's considering condemning it. They have about $49,000 in fines on this house. There's someone living there just to keep scrappers from coming in, but it's right in the way of all things Little Caesars, but they couldn't. Little Caesars refused to pay. The original price was $2 million, I think, and they kept raising the price. It's now $4.79 million. They still haven't sold it. They owe $50,000 in fines or something close to that. What is going on with these people? I can't figure out. They're not the Ilitches. If they didn't pay them before they built Little Caesars Arena, they're not going to pay them now, right?
Well, you know the...
Do you know the house, Charlie?
Yeah. You know the evil empire, the Maroon family, right? The bridge.
Yes.
Well, there was
by the way, the Gordie Howe Bridge, they're reporting that it's going up. It's all...
That's what they're reporting.
Digging up dirt.
You know,
do you believe it?
I wait and see. I didn't say yes or no. Let me see.
Do you believe Maroon will put his second one up?
Let me see.
Okay.
That's a boondoggle. I'm telling you that. The finances don't line up. But...
Yeah, somebody's going to lose a lot of money, just like the RTA.
A couple lawyers bought a bait shop. And do you remember that story I did? It was a bait shop in the middle of all that ribbon of the Ambassador Bridge. They held out for $20 million. The Maroons paid them. And they paid the old rummy living in there $200,000 for his trouble because the lawyers weren't going to pay him. The billionaire.
Wait, he had rented a place in there?
And the thousandaire.
You rented a place in there?
No, they just told him, you live here and we'll give you a cut.
Oh, okay.
And they never gave him a cut.
Did he invest it?
I think he drank it. I can't be sure. Don't quote me on it. But
well, he'd still be drinking now, wouldn't he?
Had some hookers down in there. You know what I mean?
I have to think when these guys bought this little piece of property, they thought,
"Oh yeah, it's greed."
They're gonna need this property. They're buying up everything else. And then when they announced that they were building that arena, they thought, "Oh, we're rich!" And they were just greedy as hell, and they wouldn't play ball. And they said, "We're not paying you that much."
How does that remain unburned? in the city of Detroit.
I guess because it's part of, it's so close to Little Caesars Arena now, and everything in that neighborhood's not bad. I mean, it's much improved.
Last time we talked
about
this,
It did burn once.
The back of it. Yeah. The back of it's gone.
I don't think, they didn't fix it up.
That was one of the fines because it burned. Last time we talked about it, we looked at the listing, and they're like, hey, great, if you want to build a restaurant.
Exactly, like, yeah, a restaurant.
Wait, why would I build
$5 million piece of property, and you're going to build a restaurant and make
money?
When I could just rent it
in one of the millions of spaces that are going to be available and put my restaurant.
Just demolish it and sit on the property, see what you get.
That's really what they should have done to begin with.
Or attach a million balloons to it and fly it away.
Like, it might do it tomorrow.
Your house sucks.
And we saw the story. We went to the Tiger game for the first four innings today just to get some lunch and hang out and get out of the house. But while we were there, Mark was reading a story about this 25-year-old guy, and we've fantasized about this many times, pretending you're 17 and playing high school sports again.
And dominating.
Yeah, just dominating. Or actually, it'd be more fun to play like eighth grade sports when you're a senior in high school or something like that. But this guy went back to high school. He's 25. And he poses a 17-year-old Hurricane Harvey victim who'd lost all his, you know, any of his information, birth certificate, or whatever. Anyway, they let him in the school, and he went out for basketball, made the team, and he ends up dominating.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, he was the district player of the year.
Yeah. The problem is the team was only 11-10.
Yeah, and they found out he was 20.
You can't do it all yourself.
He's the LeBron of that league.
Does he look closer to 17 or 25?
25 for sure.
I kind of thought so, too.
Yeah. The thing you're leaving out of the story is, he was dating a 14-year-old student.
Oh, that part, yeah.
Oops.
Well, now it's not so charming.
Oh, no.
I thought it was a movie of the week until that part.
Well, can we see some highlights of him playing?
Yeah, maybe.
Are there any? Do you have any, Brandon?
I just have pictures.
Yeah, that's all I got, too.
Oh, I do have that video to show. How far in are we?
Oh, the video.
We're about 205.
Oh, the video.
Because I don't know if you want to make a call today, but the famous video here. Let me throw it up on the TV.
Video. The one that I don't know about.
The famous video.
Yeah, I wouldn't show you because I want your regular reaction. It might be one of my favorite videos. And it's funny, when I was showing Zoov goes, live leak. It must be good because it's not on YouTube. Live leak's like the rogue YouTube.
Oh, really?
Here, I'll blow it up for you. So what this is, it's a sped-up security camera video of a
7-Eleven.
Tim Hortons. In Canada. And this lady's very mad about something. There's really no audio.
Owned by Burger King, I'll have you know.
What? Tim Hortons?
Tim doesn't own it?
No.
What happened to the old hockey family? They sold out?
The King.
Why is it not playing now?
Is that a customer standing there?
Yeah, nice internet.
She might be the star player, so keep an eye on her.
Hang on, let me refresh it. It doesn't want to play.
This is pretty much the worst video ever made.
I know. I'm losing all momentum. Don't look at the screen because I don't want you to see any words.
Well, don't worry. None of the listeners are looking at the screen.
I don't want to ruin it for you guys. Here we go. So you see her pitching. You can do play-by-play.
She looks pissed. She's leaning over the counter. She's yelling at somebody behind the cash register.
Nice-looking woman.
She's cute.
Yeah, she's all yours.
She's gesticulating a bit wildly.
Mm. Mad about something.
Yeah, that's out of hand, actually. That's getting a little... Oh, look at that. A little sass back from the cashier. Mm-hmm.
Grab some napkins.
Oh. Okay. What is she doing with the napkins?
You're not going to take a poop. You're not.
Oh, wait a second.
She is.
Oh. Oh. Look at... What?
Oh, the bathroom. Oh, she did take a poop.
And picks it up and throws it out.
Oh!
And throws the toilet paper.
Oh!
And wiped her hands.
She's a tire shoe, too.
Wow.
And throws that at him.
God.
Yeah, that's the end that always underwears.
How it looked like she did that so quickly.
It's sped up.
She looked like baby poop.
The video is sped up.
I'm guessing, sped up, but I mean, in real time, she looks like she's very efficient.
Yeah, it's not her first time.
No.
I don't think.
I was really shocked at
she really had
that came out. The amount that came out.
She's like, I'm not fucking with you, I gotta go.
That was the argument.
Yeah, that was the argument.
Gotta be what
they wouldn't
about.
Let her use the bathroom.
Oh, I just would assume.
Look at the size of this load.
Now she can go at Starbucks anytime, though.
Oh, whoa.
Watch, she picks it
up.
She
picks it up.
Look
at that. Oh, man.
No, but not a morsel was left behind.
No.
You're right.
No.
Like, wait, go back.
Clean.
Go back.
Very solid. Yeah.
There's a couple of pieces there.
Perfectly tapered off.
Watch this. There's more than a. There's like three pieces.
There's something impressive about this.
Trudy, you're right too. She has done this before because the way she uses that area to brace her back.
You know, listen, yeah, man. Right. You were letterman in college. What do you think of the throwing motion there?
I thought she did a pretty good job. Really. I mean,
oh, it's a lot.
In terms of, and the guy,
see, three pieces. Look, watch three. Got them all.
Oh,
great throw. That's.
And she wipes her hand off, wipes her ass, and throws it toward the cashier.
That guy got hit.
Oh, yeah. I'm really amazed at the non-reaction from the customers who are paying attention to. This guy just keeps eating his meal. This dude is sitting right
here. Okay, the guy on the right. Yeah, that's funny. I didn't even notice the background. Now this guy's watching pretty carefully on the right.
This guy's, you know, they're all watching, but very unaffected by it.
Sweater comes up, and...
Oh, he's still watching.
He's like, oh,
he has no idea.
Watch his
he goes back to his conversation.
Oh, God.
Oh, now he sees her ass.
Wipes her hands, wipes her ass, throws that at him.
That was, God, that was.
I know, he just
that's amazing. Goes over to her.
It's like she's practiced this.
All he does.
Okay,
he does
okay.
Just,
and so where are the police?
Not there.
I don't want to
take her out in handcuffs. We're actually using.
Either because she's a white chick and they're not going to fuck with her, or Tim Hortons has a more. Subtle,
lenient policy on
using
the bathroom.
Bathrooms.
Yeah, you do it where you want.
I think
just
that
clean up after yourself.
I think if they don't.
Starbucks,
they will now, though.
If she goes to Starbucks, she could use the bathroom there. Anyone
call
the bathroom anytime?
You don't call the Tim Hortons, see if it's cleaned up.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Cleaned up
since you know the Hall Financial Hotlines.
I had to dump out all the coffee and the donuts and the muffins and
you know what they didn't do?
Sandwiches.
I'm
going to
guarantee you
tear the building down.
They didn't swap out the napkins because she went back for some extras.
Oh,
if you notice,
I want to know what like when it hit. Like what did it hit?
Him. It was a great throw, dude.
Yeah, you don't think there's any
look at the spot. Not any... a drop. Not a.
It looks clean.
There's no shrapnel anywhere. Shrapnel anywhere. That hit food.
Yeah, no, that's what they probably had to. Throw
what's the name of that's Tim Hortons, right?
Yeah.
They're calling in Bill Murray.
Do those people get their meal for free?
There's nothing wrong here. It's okay.
I mean, maybe Tim Hortons. Let's just speak. How can I help you?
I gotta take a dump.
Hello?
Charlie! Charlie.
I know I wrecked it.
She was not impressed.
I couldn't believe they picked it up.
And she had such a lovely voice.
Do it again. I'm sorry, Drew.
Prank phone call.
I'm sorry. I never get to do that.
She won't answer the phone for 2 years now.
She will.
You blew it!
Well, I was hoping a guy would answer, hoping it's that
maybe
guy.
Maybe it was her.
Oh, yes, they gave her a job.
Yeah, that was the only way to
say. Well, she's very efficient.
Yeah, she is.
I mean, honest to God, that's. I really want.
She looks very fit. I'm shocked that much came out of her.
In real time, how fast does she squat and unleash?
Well, there's a counter there at the bottom. It looks like double.
She
time.
Looks like she's really rushing around.
Oh, what?
They
pulled
put
the unicorn.
Fax. The unicorn method.
There's no such thing as a fax on a phone anymore, is there?
Yeah, people. There are faxes.
Rare,
people
but
still fax things, believe it or not.
God, I feel bad.
Oh, for who?
She looks like she's got a pretty good body. Oh. If she wasn't doing that,
she's all yours.
I don't want her.
Is this?
But
Vancouver?
She's kind of cute. I wouldn't expect this to be a cute girl.
Somewhere in
BC. Why? I'm prejudiced in favor of cute girls. Not doing that.
Morton's Delicious speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, is this a Tim Hortons where the girl took a dump and it's on the internet now?
I can provide you with a website if you'd like.
Oh, no.
We've seen the video. We don't need the website.
We've seen the video.
I can provide you the website. I can also report you to the cops if you keep calling here.
Report us to the cops for what?
What are we in trouble for?
Yeah, because you just called a second ago and you said you wanted to take a dump in the lobby.
No, that was somebody
that
else.
It was the same number.
I appreciate if you stopped.
Yeah, but that guy's been fired.
The call, his name's Charlie.
You have a great
I didn't say
day.
The lobby.
Call was hijacked.
what? Call the cops for what? It's become an international incident.
I was misquoted.
She's calling the cops from Vancouver.
Yeah, because, that's a good question.
How long will it take for them to get here?
Well, she had a piercing voice by, you guys just calling.
Now I want to know, really, she's going to waste the cops' time with this, with being called three times or twice?
Twice.
Well, I meant third.
I don't think she's calling the cops.
I kind of do got to take a dump.
Do it in Drew's kitchen.
Well, go ahead.
Throw it.
Fuck you!
I'm still
it is
in kinda, shock.
Are you kind of marveling at?
Yeah, I was impressed.
How clean it was?
I don't
know. Watch closely. Well,
Charlie's
like
so right about this. She absolutely,
this.
It's a clean
one,
swipe.
One, two, three, four. See that?
Yeah.
All of it at once.
There's nothing on the floor. There's nothing on
like
the floor.
Like a baby Ruth in Caddyshack.
Do you think the janitor was like, hey, at least I don't have to mop that area?
Look at how quickly she grabs those napkins and whew.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ugh. What if it went in the fryer?
She didn't have a fryer at Tim Hortons. She didn't have to pee?
No.
Yes, yeah.
It's kind of weird, isn't it?
Hard to pick up.
Very odd.
Today, we'll wrap with the day.
I want to talk about Evil Genius. It's too
late. Oh, you finished Evil Genius?
I did. I finished Evil Genius.
How did you like it?
Well, first of all, surgical decapitation in a caring way. Most amazing statement made in that documentary.
Let me just, for those, the uninitiated, Evil Genius is about the guy who was delivering pizzas, and he was delivering to this unincorporated area, and it was we believed at the time it was a trap. They snapped a bomb around his neck and said, you got to rob this bank. And then they gave instructions to get the key to unlock the
bomb. Ready for a bomb?
It was the weirdest story. Anyway, the guy was stopped after he robbed the bank, before he got to the keys to get the thing off, and told the cops, I need to get this off. It's going to go off. And they didn't believe him. Then they did believe him. And the guy sat there next to his car, or was it the cop car? This was his car.
His car.
Yeah.
His Geo Metro.
And he blew up before the bomb squad got there.
Oh, jeez.
So people were just dying to know, what is the story? Who did it? Because they never arrested anyone for a couple years. Or no, how many years was it?
Three, I believe.
Yeah.
And so
this is Erie, Pennsylvania.
So anyway, it's a Netflix documentary on how this all came about. And we had talked about it the other day, but you just saw it. You just finished it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The second thing was highly intelligent. I screamed at the TV many times. They described the conspirators,
the masterminds,
constantly as, oh, they were all highly intelligent. And they're like just a-hole dicks.
They had,
led by this
what
woman.
They had raw intelligence, but they were dumbasses. They had no common sense whatsoever.
Well,
they never
by,
held jobs. They never
by
did
Erie,
anything.
By Erie, Pennsylvania standards, they were highly intelligent. I don't know.
She was 12th in her class. She was so wacko.
She had the equivalent of 5 college degrees.
Whatever that means.
Believe me, she would not be my first choice, that I can tell.
Third, they're all hoarders.
Yeah.
That was very strange.
Their houses were piled so high with crap.
Didn't cocaine Ken?
I don't know. Necklace bomb's pretty good. I couldn't do it. I'm trying to figure out how to put a fender on a Cadillac, and they're making necklace bombs.
Well, yeah,
was,
you're right.
You know what?
That
it was
to that point, there was a little bit of genius.
There was some genius
it.
There, yeah, because he wrote all these fake things on the bomb, too, like these wires are for this or don't cut these wires. And all of his instructions meant nothing. But
bogus.
But they fucked the people
they
up.
They got that from Bugs Bunny.
Well, they cut his head off, though, in order to keep the bomb intact so that they could try
rebuild
to forensically figure out who it was.
With great care.
Surgical
they did the
decapitation.
Most, the most humane way possible. They cut his head off to get the bomb, in one piece, so they could study it. The guy was dead anyway.
The mastermind turns out to be this woman, by the way.
Hey, couldn't have been the head transplant we were talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
although, are you really saving that guy?
No, but you want to transplant the head so you can interview him. Find out what happened.
And then blow him up again. Use him in another bank robbery.
Put him on mags.
Hey, I was not happy to find out.
He doesn't want his head to look tiny, though.
They practiced head transplants on dogs.
Yeah,
and they
cool.
said the dog was running in 2 months. And it kind of freaked me out.
Forget true. The head. Put a bag over it and do your business.
There was a story. Was that the Daily Mail?
Yeah.
I think so.
Pretty wild
and
story.
Do they put the same breed of dog head on...
I don't
dog
know.
Body.
No
said,
way.
They just said the dog was running in 2 months.
If you're moving dog heads, you got to use different breeds.
The other question, was she hot?
Mags is looking at me.
Back in the day.
You thought she was hot back in the day?
I thought she was hot in high school.
She was attractive.
Yeah, I thought she was pretty. I don't want to say hot.
Okay.
But I've never seen...
made a big deal out of that, too.
I've never seen anyone that attractive get that ugly in that short of time. She was gross.
And she stank.
Oh, she stunk. Oh, yeah.
Ugh. Oh, we had to drive her to the station, and she stank.
Yeah.
And my last observation was that the FBI agent was the most stock footage FBI agent I had ever seen in my life. The guy was like...
Central casting.
So, yeah.
He was.
Square-jawed. And anyway.
I thought it was pretty...
It's a fascinating...
Overall, I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
I still don't know if I
feel... It was really good, yeah.
Now, the police feel he was a co-conspirator. No, was not... No, he was a co-conspirator.
They thought he was the entire time.
So the documentary draws their own conclusions. I honestly don't know.
No, I do.
Do you think he was a co-conspirator?
No, I don't absolutely
think I don't
not.
Think he was. But I want to know, the other pizza delivery guy who made the crazy face?
Yeah.
What? They didn't tell, we didn't know anything about him. No. They more or less implied he committed suicide the night before the police were going to interview him for this.
He set him up. To go out there, and so did the. I think, and his hooker or girlfriend or something.
Oh, that's right.
Who has his? Well, I won't spoil it.
Wait. So, okay, got it.
A lot of moving.
Well,
parts.
It'll make more sense if you get a chance.
Yeah. Evil Genius.
Is it in 3D?
No. I'm really disappointed with Billions, so I'm going to do Evil Genius next.
What are you looking?
Yeah. Oh, you know what?
Wild Billions.
Wild Wild Country about the Bhagwan and his cult out in Oregon.
Yeah,
Wild
yeah.
Wild Country is a really good doc. It's longer, though.
Yeah, eight parts.
Six parts.
I'm watching Westworld.
Really?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah.
I gave up on it.
Did you season one, you mean? Yeah.
But I'm out of the norm.
I'm still watching Homeland, though.
Homeland's so. Phenomenal.
I liked it, too. I thought this was the best season.
It's really good.
It's the most believable one.
It's ludicrous, but it's
oh, it totally is. That's TV now.
I know.
I believe it.
It's fun.
For May 16th. Just wrapping things up with Today in Rock, the Beach Boys released Pet Sounds.
Awesome. God, yeah,
it's
a great album.
It's always one of the top five you'll find in the lists. What's on there? Yes, Good Vibrations is on there, isn't it? You know, a lot of those singles didn't make the albums in those days, but that did, didn't it?
Wait, yes, Good Vibrations?
Yeah, that was on it. I got that record. It's a good record.
Blonde on Blonde was released the same day.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Great song.
You know, I'm really feeling this way, like, now. It's been a rugged year, but I'm like the light's coming, man. You know, like, shit, I'm going out west, man. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, do you like promoting the book?
I like getting out of the house.
Yeah, it's a lot of time at home. 1970, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young went to number one with Deja Vu. That is a great record, too.
Yeah, no best.
Got that one.
Brian May collapsed in New York while Queen were on a U.S. tour on this day in 1974. Was flown back to England, suffering from hepatitis.
Oh.
That was the end of the tour. Patti Smith made her U.K. debut at the Roundhouse in London, where so many great Americans did.
Come on, Patti!
1977 on May the 15th. Wait, it's the 16th. Yeah, it's May 16th. I'm sorry. May 16th. 1977, the London Evening Standard reported that Led Zeppelin's Robert Plant had been arrested at Atlanta Airport for being drunk and pulling a knife.
Really?
Since Plant was at his home in Wales at the time, the person arrested was a man impersonating Plant. Paper ran an apology the next day.
I'll be fine.
Ozzy.
Do we know what that guy looks like? Is he like is it Roger Waters that was impersonated?
Gilmore
that was impersonated in Minnesota.
They never look
nothing
like
people.
I know. It's amazing. Remember the guy who had ran up all the limo bills here saying he was, did you say he was somebody in Guns N' Roses or something?
I remember.
Say Steven Adler of Adler's Appetite. he ran up big tabs, a hotel tab, limo tab.
Yeah.
1984, Ozzy arrested Memphis for staggering drunk down Beale Street. He was released by Memphis police 5 hours later after they said he was dried out.
How do they single him out of all the other people staggering drunk down Beale Street?
Because he was chewing on a rabbit.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
U2 on May 16, 87 started a 3-week run at number one with or Without You, their first number one. And Keith the Tars fell while reaching for a book of nude art in his Connecticut home on the stand in 1998.
Who did?
Keith Richards. Keith Richards.
What were you doing? Reaching for the nude art, mate.
He fell a lot.
He fell out of a coconut tree and really hurt himself. He broke two ribs, making the fall. Wow. And 2009, Bob Dylan went to number one on the album charts with Together Through Life, his 33rd studio album. Two Grammy nominations, by the way.
What year?
2009.
Is that the Soy Bomb? No, Soy Bomb.
No, that's
well
1998,
yeah.
I think. 2010, Dio! Died of stomach cancer at the age of 67.
Hey, that reminds me, Tenacious D is going on tour and coming to Detroit.
Oh, my God, that's so exciting.
You guys played some Ronnie James Dio.
Are they playing Fillmore? No, yeah. Fillmore's gonna be closed, right?
No, they're playing the Fillmore. It's not till the fall, but yeah.
Oh, okay. I'd like to see it. I'd like to see that show. I want to see that.
It's really worth
That's
seeing.
That's good because the Fillmore is starting to be helpful now. They're trying to get
there. We go. Here's the D. Now it's
it's time for him to pass the torch.
What about the greatest song in the world?
Well, he's mentioned Dio dying.
Oh, well, Mark. Angels. So he perfect. On the wings of a demon. It's time to pass the torch. You're too old to rock. No more rocket for you. We're taking you to a home, but we will sing a song about you. And we will make sure that you're very well taken care of. You'll tell us secrets that you've learned. Wow! Your sauce will mix with ours, and we'll make a good goulash, baby. Is he, a better actor or a better performer? Like, if he had decided to be a rock star, would he have
I don't
been?
Know. Well, they sold out all their shows, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if the movie did very well, the HBO
show. No Spinal Tap, I'll tell you that right now.
Dio, but Dio was alive when they did that song, didn't
they? Yeah.
Dio, time to go. No more rocking for you.
Yeah, but Soundgarden covered Spinal Tap's shit.
Wow.
What'd they cover?
Big Bottoms.
Did they have three bass players?
To 11, mate. And another one. Which one was it?
Spinal Tap is still a great movie.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's 35 years old. Mm-hmm. The music's not bad. You want to get us out of here, Brandon? What are we rocking to here?
Spinal or Soundgarden.
Soundgarden? Doing Tap?
My baby pissed me like a flash tuxedo. Gonna sink her with my pink torpedo. Big Bottoms.
That's a great song. I had no idea Soundgarden covered. No idea.
Got this record, too.
Hall Financial Hotline is closing. I forgot to mention we made the call. Boy, Hall Financial Hotline took... That was a tough day for the Hall Financial Hotline.
Why? That lady could refinance.
The KKK Hotline. I know.
She could refinance and put a new bathroom in her house.
And I do want to point out that the Hall
and
Financial
her
Hotline
store.
Is in no trouble if that woman does come after us. Our problem and ours alone.
Can I tell Bob Schettelbauer that I love him? He's a big fan of the show. Bob.
We're a big fan of Bob.
He's great, great going through it with you. And with Matt Phillips, who I don't know if he listens, but two righteous guys.
Get him hooked.
I said, it's every time Matt's mentioned in the book, it's some pretty perilous, precarious situation.
Yeah, Matt's the bad guy, and Bob is the just kind of the dude just pulling through it, man. They're great dudes, man.
It sounded like a lot of fun. I mean, it was a lot of work and a lot of craziness.
Yeah.
And a lot of probably rushing around. And those sound like those guys pulled a lot of jobs.
Rock and roll, man.
Yeah.
That's our white album right there.
Cool.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Their white album. That's I like that reference. Yeah. Shit Show is available on Amazon or anywhere people buy books and on bookshelves.
At the library. It'd be great to see everybody in the region.
And the post party afterwards,
all
too.
All are welcome. I miss everybody, so it'd be great.
Wow. Get everybody back together. All of Charlie's friends and fans.
All you out there, man.
And,
not fans. Not fans. Fellow citizens.
Okay, I'm sorry. May 30th.
Get a dupe of Fox, too. No, I'm from my mama.
What happened?
People say that. You for Fox, too.
Oh.
No.
They do.
Great place to work, though. It was a gas.
We'll see you tomorrow.
See you.
On. I see you walking, but all I can
can think about is Dianetics. Your butt cheeks is warm. I check my lipstick. You need lubrication, honey. My kielbasa sausage has just got to perform. Now I've been set loose, I'm shooting my juice, right in your caboose. Now fucking get it on.
Dude, that was TNT.